Blog Talk Radio.
All right. It's Monday night. Welcome to the Monday Night Madness Show with Jay Bonus. It's 8:09. I'm running a little bit behind, but it's all good. It will be good. 8:09. All good things come to those who wait. It's July the 28th. 2014. We got a lot of things to talk about. We got a lot of folks to listen. We got something going on today. You do know that this weekend we had a lot of racing around the country, and the one that I went to first and foremost was the Down with Running Brown, Downtown Running Brown.
Fuck, I need a mouthwash. Every time I say your goddamn name, my mouth
drops. That was the Willie Dog Show trying to come in. He ain't paying attention to what's going on. But let me finish what I was telling you. Well, this weekend, I did go down and enjoy the Warner Brown Show. And also coming up, I got some, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what was down, down there in South Georgia. Also, you do know that we got none other than coming up this weekend, we got the Dunye at Cordova, Dunye show at Cordova Raceway in Illinois. So let me get right to, let me see who I got here. Is it, I'm trying to get Biz. Is that Biz? Is that you? I'm trying to get everybody on so I that we can get some conversation going. And so bear with me, y'all. I need to get Dunye on the line so that we can get some of his topics going first and foremost. Let me see who else we got here. I got a lot of calls, a lot of hands up, but I'm trying to particularly get to Chi-Time Biz if I can. If y'all run into Chi-Time Biz, y'all let me know. Let me get Dunye on the line. And also, while I'm doing this, I had a little issue at the track that was that I hope that we need to work to make things better. You know, a lot of tracks, they want us to come and enjoy their facility, and they want to welcome grudge racers. And one of the things that we need to do is get the track owners to understand that there are a little protocol that we should follow. You know, grudge racing is not your average, run-of-the-mill event. Grudge racing is something special. It kind of carries a different swag from other people. So, I just want everybody to understand. I want to get that done. Hold on, let me see if Dunye on. Let me see what Dunye got. Dunye, you there? Hold on 1 second. Hold on, y'all. Right now, I can't get in. I got mics open, but I can't get nobody to say anything to me. Let me see. Let me make sure everybody, am I broadcasting? Can y'all hear me?
Oh, Jay, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. I just want to make sure I look like I had opened a couple of mics. I couldn't hear anybody. So, but anyway, one of the things, one of the things that we talked about was to make sure that everybody understand in grudge racing, this is for the track owners as we go to these new tracks around the country, is that the videographer in grudge racing is a key component. I'm trying to make sure that y'all understand that you got to let your track owners and operators understand that what make grudge racing, what make the people popular, what make grudge racing what it is the videographers who come to your track to video and show, who's at your track. They help you promote. And so, one of the things, so I would like for the track owners to understand that, to open their arms and try to have a better relationship with the videographers. You know, a lot of them complain about the videographers, about people being on the line, and I understand when your starting line is full that you, for safety reasons, you do need to get the people back. But, you know, whatever protocol you may have, if that's, you know, meaning for safety reasons, you need to make sure that your people are back. But don't close out the people who actually allow you, who actually promote for you. Now, and that's your videographers. So track owners, in your attempt to make sure that you got everything organized, recognize that the videographer is the track friend, and he promotes your event. He also promotes the track, and so do what you can to open, you know, to allow, you know, to allow him to do what he do, because all is going to benefit you to the fullest. Now, I'm trying to get. Let me see here. Let me see if this Willie Dog. Willie Dog, is that your mic right there?
Yeah. Can you hear me, Jay Barnes?
I can hear you, Willie Dog. How you doing today?
Hey, Jay Barnes, I'm doing pretty good there. We was over there listening to your show going to sleep. We was going to sleep there. Hey, but hold on, make sure. Hey, BET, are you still with us, BET? BET! That black summer bitch. But anyway, yeah, Jay, we at least we on your show. Yeah, go ahead, Jay. I can hear you, bro.
All right. Okay, well, just getting back to some things that's going on.
I'm here. Hold on a minute, dog. I'm here. But look here, Jay Barnes. Dog might be right. We were trying to go to sleep, but boy, I sure appreciate you throwing it out there. That's what the videographer would do for everybody. I'm glad.
I know he was gonna say something in though.
We're back with you now, and again, you know, you got to treat the videographers with respect, because that's what brings not only people to your track, that also brings you know, that highlights your races. You know, I don't know if we need to be telling our secrets. But some of the track owners are not really fully understanding George racing. So the person that's going to bring people to your track is that videographer. He's going to promote and push your local George races, and that's what's going to bring spectators. They're arguing and, you know, the actions of the videographer. So moving right along, my other issue
Hey, Jay, I like to just something on that point. Maybe we need to explain to the track owners of a special wristband. The videographers get a special wristband. It will be truly a VIP wristband. You know, no access unallowed. You know, videographers should be able to have all access to the track. Maybe that's something that needs to be explained in the door. You know,
They show putting BET out there.
Hold on before we start discussing this here now. Maybe you want to check with some of the promoters, maybe. Maybe the promoters might not want the videographers doing this here. We don't know now, because it opened up another
Well, I'm only speaking about Grudge
Inc.
Okay, you're right. Let me take it back. Grudge Inc., when we talk to our track owners and we go into their track, and I'm only speaking for Grudge Inc., I can't speak for, you know, other promoters. Jay, what you think about giving BET and In the Cut, you know, those type of Dolomite, those type of guys, a special wristband, and explain to the track owner, yo, this they are part of our promotional team, and grant them the liberty to be up on the action, because not only that, it helps me. It helps you as a track owner, because I'm going to come back and do business because such and such, such and such.
And that's what I'm trying to make sure that, like I said, the people that we do business with. And then, you know, and I do understand there are some promoters who that hurt. You know, the videographer may be hurting them, but, you know, in our case, we want to highlight the local races, as well as the national races, and the best way to do that is to let the videographers be able to get in there, and make a solid you know, video. You know, that's one of the ways that most people judge events based on the action that's turned that back on social media. So I just want to make sure that, like I said, you know, if it's not something that works against you, it'll be open to the videographer. Because I really think in good faith, he's your friend. He's somebody that's going to actually promote your track and your local races. Now, also,
hey, Jay, not to cut you off, but I'm cutting you off. That's a damn good point, and I think we're doing something that I don't think we've even did it yet. We got three shows locked in with one show, and maybe some more. I don't know if you guys hope to have other people that want to get in. But that's a good argument, but we got some rule regulations and stuff we need to get out. Is it okay we go and get them rules and stuff and regulations out the way, and then we can talk about this in, because this is something we need to talk about, too. That's a good point to talk about.
Right. Well, let me just one more video issue, and then less than 2 minutes here, dog, and then we'll get to this topic. The other thing was to make sure that we get, you know, I in Texas, we got affiliate out in Texas, DJ Madhouse, who runs the Grudge Inc. radio show out there on, I'm going to have to open his mic, but he, you know, again, y'all do know that Grudge Inc., as Grudge Inc., we try to get a lot of videographers to go around the country. And the sole purpose is to make sure that to highlight local races. And so people like DJ Madhouse is under our tutelage. He, you know, he gets compensated for going into, you know, these tracks to try to make sure that the local races get national coverage. So, you know, I'm going to say that for DJ Madhouse, you know, the track. I did hear something which was kind of disturbing, and I don't know how true it was. This did not come from anybody in particular, but I was told or heard that some people don't like videographers because it helps. They think that the people are telling the videographer go and tell time. Now, that was the first time I ever heard that, or some kind of way that the videographer is working against the Grudge Racer, and I'm not familiar with that. I think that's very far-fetched. I mean, Biz, have you ever heard of such as that? You know, that the videographer is supposedly?
No, not per se videographers is doing that. I have heard that once you put, you know, your car on a video, people break it down in segments and try to get your time, or if they put a GoPro on your car, they can get a lot of Grudge Racers don't like those side, you know, those GoPros that go on the side of their car, because they feel they think that they can get their time told like that. Fast as we run it in the tenths and hundreds of tenths and all that, I don't think it could be done. It can be. I don't know. I'm not that technical, but you know, yeah. I have heard it. I haven't heard of a videographer play. I haven't heard BET or Dolomite or Then the Cut breaking down of a film telling Tony Bynes time, just throwing names out there, so to speak.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that, you know, but, you know.
Well, so. I think, again, you know, sometimes it's because people have a misunderstanding of what, you know, the purpose of the videographer. So I want to make sure that everybody, you know, in relation to Grudge Inc., they are, their whole purpose and the reason we welcome them is so that the local racers can get, you know, can be seen nationally, so that they can get some recognitions. And it just helped publicize the event. So
I got a point right here about the videographers. A lot of people, or not going to say a lot of people, some people don't like videographers, or promoters don't like videographers because, or certain videographers don't like certain videographers because they film the whole thing and for free or put it on YouTube. I look at it like the same as burners, people watching those burner movies. When they go into a theater and grab a movie and sell it on the street. I forgot what they call them. But in this, even in the fact the movie industry
bootleg,
is still, yeah, thri-
bootleg,
is still thriving.
Bootleg, bitch.
So,
I mean,
boy, I don't,
man, you don't like me. Bootleg.
Huh? Yeah, bootlegs. Yeah, I still think the true Grudge fan is gonna come out and watch it live. I want to see it live. So I don't think that a person who put a video up on YouTube for free is messing up the game. If I want, I can go to a movie and see it live or before it comes on bootleg. And if I want to go to the Walmart and buy it, and I've already seen it in the movie. If I done went to a Grudge Inc. show and I see BET at another event, hey, did you get that? I want to buy that. Even though I was there, I still want to see it on film. I think videographers is good for the game, great for the game, and I just think the true Grudge fan is not going to stay at home and just buy it on a DVD. They still going to come out. They still going to spend it $20 to get in, and if they missed a show, they still gonna buy it. And if they did miss the show, they still gonna buy it. I just think it's a lot of hype and a lot of negativity amongst the Grudge game. It should not even be there.
Okay,
that's just my
you and Jay Barnes, some real smart guys. Y'all got all these people's attention. This is the best publicity y'all got. Y'all, how much more y'all got to go before we get through with this segment we supposed to be doing?
This man, yeah,
I'm done.
All these texts, man. I'm getting all these texts. They don't want to hear y'all. So I'm just telling you, I don't want to tell y'all the texts I'm getting, man. But it's all good.
Well, hold on. I got just remind them, dog, that we let everybody else do their show. Give us a minute to get ours going. I mean, this is what these are topics that we got to deal with. Y'all coming in on the top of our show, so give us a minute to.
But I'm saying, Jay, the topic we got to talk about is dealing with Grudge Inc. Because you are the premier holder of all the belts. It's a topic we need to get out. And then, like I told you, we can go and do that, and then you can do what you got to do, and then we can do what we got to do.
All right, dog. Let's go to the topic. You address it, dog. Let's bring it on. And I got Dunye coming up and Ronnie Brown coming up so that we can talk about some upcoming races. But go ahead, dog. I'm ready for you.
Oh, okay. I know that. But, yeah, also about the upcoming races. Okay, anyway, tomorrow for all your kids and all your kids in the Macon and the Gray area, your kids is always in the Macon and the Gray Georgia area. And we got a kids' night summer fun special for tomorrow from 3 to 8 p.m. for the kids at the Old Times Country Buffet. The kids eat free. And it's sponsored by Grudge Inc. We're going to have the drag cars there, the drag bikes. We're going to have face painting for the kids, games and prizes for the kids. That's tomorrow. Tomorrow, if you're in the Gray Macon area, from 3 to 8 p.m. at the Old Times Country Buffet. And the kids do eat free. So Grudge Inc. sponsored thing, and yours truly will be in the house. But that's just an announcement I had to give because I do what I got to do. But the main topic I want to get on the show right now, and we thought it would be better if more people are here if we have more shows involved, and it's dealing with these belts. The main belt that we're talking about is the belt that Stone Cold has, the Top Sportsman belt. Okay, the Top Sportsman belt, we all know. Stone Cold has, and some people have been on certain shows and saying he don't have oil pressure. So to be friendly and courteous, nobody never called Stone Cold out for the belt. Well, the corner said, fuck being friendly, fuck being courteous, in so many words, I'm going to just do it the way y'all understand it. They said they want the belt. So they did put up a deposit. They put up a deposit for the belt. That is their right to put up the deposit. And that's what we want to discuss out here now. Some people are saying it's wrong for them to do it because their car ain't broken, he ain't got oil pressure, and blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. But I'm telling you, I am the president of the rules committee, and no rules said just because you don't have oil pressure, somebody can't call you out. Now, I don't know if the Jay is anybody on your station want to say anything about it, but if anybody on any of these other stations is listening, you need to hit the one button and go and discuss this right now, and we can talk to you about it. And then JNM can go ahead and do their segment, and then we can click off if we want to and go back over there and get the audience. So if anybody got anything they want to say about the rules committee.
Let's go over the rules, dog, if you will. Not just that belt. When you go over the rule that's in question, would you kind of say the rule and when it came into effect?
Well, and we don't really need to do it unless somebody answers, Jay, because they don't know what they're talking about. But I got two people on the phone right now that really want to know, so they might ask the question you want, Jay. And the first one is, I was going to get William Brown first, but I'm going to get Dolomite because I think Dolomite had a had a discussion. He could do so. I'm going to get Dolomite on there. Dolomite, your mic is open. You on BET and doggone it, Jay Barnes Grudge Inc. show. You got all three shows tied in. Go ahead, Dolomite.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Jay Barnes, dog and everybody. BET, what's up? Yeah, I got a question about the whole thing. There's nothing wrong with the coroner wanting to call out Stone Cold if that's what he wanted to do. However, rules were put in place for belts, so that makes it easier for everybody to understand what it takes to run the champ. And the first thing that we all talked about was that you got to run somebody before you can run for the belt. How can a man be 0-0 and be a champion?
Hold on, what was that? How can a man what?
Okay, I'm going to paraphrase what Dolomite going to say so we can understand it. Dolomite said we had rules in place that said you had to be done did something to run a champion. To be honest with you, it wasn't no rule in place. It was just implied. But to go further with that, if we had had two or three people knocking on the door to run Stone Cold, then whoever had more runs, then it's implied again, would have probably the first choice. Nobody was challenging Stone Cold.
Hey,
nobody
dog.
Even tried
hey,
to challenge him. So what
hey,
happened
dog.
Is, so hold up, so what happened dog. Is the corner them challenged him. That is why, because anybody can challenge the challenge. Now, but say, for instance, Dolomite, if you ever said you challenged him, and Walter Mann had said you challenged him, and Bobby Childs had said you challenged him, well, the corner would have been in full place for the challenge, since, like you said, he ain't run nobody.
Hold on. I was under the impression when the coroner put up the deposit, this is my understanding, when he put up the deposit and Stone Cold cannot meet the deadline, the belt goes up for a shootout. The belt don't go to the coroner, but since Stone Cold cannot meet the challenge in the 30 days of the deposit, the belt goes to a top sportsman shootout. The belt doesn't go to the corner.
Okay. I'm glad Biz brought that question up, and that's what Jay was just saying just a minute ago about won't we go over the rules, but we can't go over all of them unless somebody bring them up and answer. What you said in the past, Biz. Let me answer, then y'all can talk. We're all going to talk one at a time. In the past, what you're saying is absolutely true, but when the Fulton boys had the belt and Buck Naked challenged them for the belt and they waited around and waited around and waited around, Jay and myself, the rules was added on. It's added on, though. If a joker does not do it within the time, then he loses the belt to the person that challenged him.
Hey, dog, let me say this, dog. Here's one thing that y'all not mentioning about that other rule. Number one, the belt was put up from me because I had catastrophic failure at the time and could not answer the bell within 45 days. But I was told, and we all agreed on the phone, that as soon as I had off pressure and I put the shot, I could first crack at the bell.
Okay, all
right.
Hold on, Biz, I'm the president. Let me answer, then if you got a question,
go ahead.
Everything Dolomite said was right. Dolomite, you said you're right. That you all y'all agreed not to run and wait till you get off pressure. Y'all both agreed. His corner them is not agreeing. The corner them said, "The hell, if you ain't got no oil pressure, I still want to challenge you," which they can. There's no rules that you can't challenge a guy if he don't have oil pressure. Now, Dolomite, you've been had oil pressure for a month. You've been had oil pressure for a month, and you never challenged him. So we sat back and waited. And the corner called and asked, I said, Dolomite got first shot at it. You never challenged him. I can't make you challenge him
the
if he didn't have no oil pressure because you didn't
anybody,
feel like
dog.
It was right.
The corner made his choice and said, all right, I'm going to leapfrog everybody. I'm going to go 0-0, and I'm going straight to the champion, and now I'm going to run the champion. Now, I wouldn't want a belt that way. What man wants a belt handed to him?
Dolomite, you might not want it that way. If he wanted it that way, that's his prerogative.
Let me say something to Dolomite.
Yeah.
Did Stone Cold, did you just get a belt to Stone Cold, or did he run you for the belt?
No, I was told I had to give it to Stone Cold. Yeah, no.
Well, that's the same.
No,
that's wrong.
That
he didn't get a belt. Stone Cold won the belt.
I did not do that. He had to run Jimmy Marino in that Camaro for the belt. That's what the belt was won. It wasn't given up. It wasn't enough
right.
people to do the shootout. Those two
Stone Cold won the belt. But hold on a minute. Biz had a question, too. It might make some Biz, you had a question to ask Biz?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, you had Dolomite have first shot at the belt, but don't nobody have to wait until you get oil pressure, or don't nobody have to wait until you dial your car back in. If they got oil pressure, they want to challenge the challenger, you know, they go ahead on and challenge them. Now,
yes,
the problem lies.
When he was broke or whatever, they both agreed not to bother him until he got fixed. That was because they was doing it. Now the corner is making a statement. The corner said, fuck. Well, I ain't going to say what the corner said. I'm going to let the corner speak for itself. Tony Wright, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, listen to me, man. Tony Mike, at the same time, you been at oil pressure. But this is my thing. Mike Hill was tuning your car, and Mike Hill was tuning Stone Cold car. So y'all might have a little problem. Me and him were going against each other. Now, this is what I'm saying. Now, Stone Cold, the end all is right here. If you ain't going to be ready, you know you ain't going to be ready. Send me the belt to the corner, and Dolomite, you put your fucking money up and come your ass to Maryland, I'll show you can't never get that motherfucker.
No,
not
sir.
Me. Well, not to be nasty, but
that
is a solution right there. That is a solution.
Nobody. Now, if you want to run me for the belt like a man, and you're in the corner, and y'all want to come out there like a man and run me for the belt, let's do it.
All right, hold on. We can talk about the belt now. Let's get these rules down first. You got questions about the rules now. We're going to talk about the rules first, and if y'all want to argue about when y'all going to run, y'all can do that after we get these rules straight. Anybody else got anything dealing with the rules?
Yeah, I got the rules. Yeah, it needs to be a shootout for the belt. The belt, if Stone Cold cannot meet the challenge, the belt needs to go to a top sportsman shootout. Plain and simple.
Okay, Okay, rules are made to the better stuff or correct the wrong. Rules are made to that's why they change rules or whatever. Rules are made to better a situation or correct a situation that we done messed up. The rule has been in place 6 months ago. I told you. With the Buck Naked and the Fulton deal. The rules
right.
in effect right there. It don't have to go into a shootout. Unless this is the only reason it would have went into a shootout, Biz. If Stone Cold had just said, hey, man, I ain't got no car ready to run. I won't have none for a while. I'm giving the belt up. Then, Biz, it would have went into a shootout. But he didn't do that. He got challenged by somebody. Once he get challenged, he is locked in for that challenge for 30 days.
Okay.
Anybody want to understand what I'm saying? Anybody
that
got
like
any questions?
That don't sound like nothing but right there, dog. That don't sound like nothing but right there.
That's what I'm here for. I'm gonna be. Everybody gonna be treated with respect. One question at a time. The rule was changed just for that purpose. Now Stone Cold, when he knew he didn't have no oil pressure, or when he knew he wasn't gonna have his car ready, he could have gave the belt up. He could have gave the belt up and said then it had to go into a shootout, Biz.
Okay.
But he didn't give it up. He kept it.
If the rule has been changed, you gotta go with the rules. I didn't know the rules were changed.
That's what I'm saying. If he business, there's nothing wrong with you asking them questions, because that's why we wanted more people on every station so they can hear this, so more people can hear it and understand it. Which I mean, some people might not like it or nothing, but right now that's the best solution we can come up with. Now if somebody come up with a better solution, we can talk about that one too.
Hold on,
we had a question. The rules were changed. Me and Jay Barnes changed the rules six, seven months ago. Me and Jay Barnes did. I said me because I am there. For everybody that don't know, because everything really, I am the president of the rules committee. I am the president. Jay Barnes is the president of the whole situation, but I am the president of the rules committee.
Now, dog, only thing I say that y'all should have did, y'all should have had a special show and let everybody know that the rules have been changed. That's spilled milk, but now we know.
One thing at a time, fellas. Everybody got plenty of time to discuss anything. The special shows didn't make no difference, because we said on all the shows, but let me tell you why. Nobody worried about it, because if it didn't affect you, people don't listen, and then they don't affect you.
True.
So ain't nobody saying nothing about it when it's Buck Naked and Fulton. Buck Naked was on every show talking about he won his damn belt and when they're going to do this here and when they do this here. And then once it happened, we told everybody. But nobody paid attention because it was Buck Naked and it didn't affect you all. That's why people didn't hear. Because they didn't want to hear it because it didn't affect you.
All right, got a question. What happened when Joe and them had the belt with the boot? How did that belt change?
Joe gave the belt up like they gave the belt up. They gave it up because they said they couldn't come back. They had catastrophic failure. They wasn't coming back.
So was it
a
shootout or was it given to somebody? Was it given to somebody or was it a shootout?
You can't give it to nobody. You have to give it up and it goes up for a shootout, bitch.
Okay. All right.
That's what I'm saying. It's so cold.
Do I lose my first right privilege?
Yes, you didn't lose your first right privilege. Hold up, y'all. Everybody, one at a time. You didn't lose your first right privilege. You didn't challenge me. You had on pressure for a month, Dolomite.
So I still get first crack at the belt no matter who got
it, right? Hold on. And I repeat. You had first right privileges, Dolomite. As soon as you got all pressure, you both have been challenged. If you didn't did it, we waited for a month, and you didn't say nothing to him. And it's just like somebody
Nobody said it was a time frame. Nobody told me it was a time frame.
Then you fucked up.
Hold up. One at a time, fellas. I can't hear both of y'all.
Nobody mentioned it.
Okay. Dolomite, you had a month
challenge.
Why
are
you
challenged? I'm going to get back and let somebody else talk. Last time, take a listen to this. Now, tell me I'm right or wrong. Okay? Nobody, first of all, told anything. That's first I heard about a rule. But second thing is, nobody said I had a time frame.
I agree. Dolomite, you got a valid point. You got a valid point. But my point is, though, if you didn't have all pressure, you got first choice at the champ. You had first deals at the champ. That's what we're saying. You had all pressure for a month. You never said one word to the champ.
Yeah, I mean, answer that question. Why didn't you challenge him within the month? I mean, it's got to be a reason.
Well, I just did because he didn't have all pressure.
Okay, see that? Hold on, fellas.
He
just answered. That was your fault, Dolomite.
Yeah, but
it's no thing
if
you can't challenge
plane,
me if he ain't got all pressure. It's no rule saying you can't challenge
if
me
if told
me,
I know, but if they'd have told me that I had 30 days or 10 days or whatever after I got, you know, nobody said anything, so I didn't know anything.
Hey, Doug, you didn't challenge me because you knew he didn't have all pressure. Let me finish with Dolomite. Let me satisfy Dolomite. We're going to satisfy everybody tonight. That's why I asked Jay to do it like this here. Go ahead, Dolomite.
I'm just saying that the belt, I thought, went up to a shootout. I never knew about any rule change. And the second thing is nobody gave me a time frame saying that I had to do it within this amount of time. So I did not know. So I was under the impression that I had a solution. Hold on, Dolomite.
So the reason you didn't challenge him for the belt because you knew he didn't have oil pressure. That what you said?
Well, not that he just didn't have oil pressure. I thought the belt was mute at that particular point.
Hey, BET, can I say something?
I didn't know anything about any rules. Oh. I hadn't heard anything.
We got background noise. Hold up a minute. Let Dolomite answer BET, and then Corner, you can get in there. Just slow down, Corner. We're going to get you. Just slow down, Corner. Go ahead, Dolomite. Answer BET question if you want.
Go ahead, BET. Ask me a question.
I asked you, Dolomite. What reason you didn't call Stone Cold out because he didn't have oil pressure. Reed, you didn't challenge him.
Right. That is the truth. BT, yes.
Okay. Now you got somebody.
Hold on, dog. See, Dolomite. Now you got somebody. Don't give a damn whether he got oil pressure or not. He want the goddamn belt. If he can't hold up for it, he want the motherfucker. You need to give it up.
Hey, BT.
Let me finish. Okay, BT, hold on. We got to understand that, BT. I already stated it. Let the corner speak. Go ahead, corner. Hey, Dolomite.
Listen, it's one thing. We saw that you befriended them, and you didn't want to be a man to go at the belt. But you know what I'm saying? Rules are rules. So it's like this. Once we get it, you can bring your ass and try to come get it, but it's ours, but they got to give it to us by default. And
Hold on, corner. We not arguing that this is a rule interpretation. Hold this, corner. If you got nuts, you're running me. Corner, listen to me, both of y'all. Hey, fellas, we not arguing the damn nuts. We arguing the rules. Now, y'all arguing the damn race now. Y'all can argue that after we get through with this rules interpretation. Please, fellas.
Hey, dog.
We're doing pretty good now. BET, they want you to open 6379. BET, you got a question. We only answer the questions on the rules. Y'all can argue about anything y'all want after the rules interpretation.
No, listen to what I'm saying. Dog, having oil pressure and selling your motor is two damn different things. You ain't got a fucking motor.
Corner. That's your problem. You don't know when you're winning. Won't you just shut the fuck up, please? Just be quiet.
All right, 6379
of BET. Yeah. No, Willie Dow, this the world famous nephew, right?
Oh, yeah, nephew.
And let me tell you something. I understand about you saying your rule change, which ain't nothing wrong with your rule change. I'm just saying you should have informed everybody with belts that have belts. You should have informed them the rule change, even if you had to call them one by one. But I got a question for Biz. Biz, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, baby.
Okay, the question is, the belts represent what? What do the belts represent? A champion, right? A person that went out there and beat somebody, right?
Yeah.
How in the fuck can you be a champion if you ain't race no goddamn body?
I told y'all, that is not a rule interpretation. The man going to be a champion if y'all do not beat Carl and Philly.
That's a question.
Well,
Let me ask you a question, but I'm the president, and I told y'all we're not going to discuss nuts. Y'all trying to discuss nuts, bitch. That's a question.
He asked me a question. He can be a champ by default. However, you get the belt, he's a champ by default. Now, for him to defend the belt, somebody got to challenge him. He's got the race. So as soon as he default take the belt from you, Dolomite come put his deposit up and run him in 30 days. Then the rule kicks back in. So however he gets
exactly,
the belt, he's going to get it by default or he took it from you. However you want to play word gymnastics. So he going to get the belt either way. What he did was, nephew, he played the rules to his advantage. It's just like locking in a race. He locked in a freaking race.
Okay, since we want to go by rules, I thought Todd Sportsman was a 4-8-4. I ain't know Todd Sportsman was a 5-8.
Nah, I don't know. Hey, Dusty, you talking to the wrong person.
One at a time, y'all. Getting out of line. We was doing good.
Fellas, hold on a minute. Hey, dog, he got a real good valid point.
I am the president. Let me answer. If the answer's not good enough for you, then we can go on with it because we ain't finna argue right now.
Go ahead.
What he's saying is absolutely right. But in this here belt, this is an outlaw top sportsman. This is not the NHRA or IHRA. Where we go there and put that little thing in there and find out how big your motor is. This is outlaw talk sportsman. And we did talk about doing two separate bills, one for the 4-8-4s and one for the 5-pluses. We did do that. It was only talked about. Once they stopped racing, everybody forgot all about that and then said shit. Now it's back up again. So now that's where we at right now.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, DJ? Hold on, let me say this. I got a car I want to lock in the corner with. Can I lock the corner in? Okay, time out, fellas.
Again, I'm trying to tell y'all, and y'all can argue later. You can lock the corner in with any car you want. We talking about this belt situation right now.
And that's what I want to talk about.
You can lock the corner in with a Promark car or a helicopter. This is not the discussion as of this minute, fellas. We can do this later on the talk shows after we get this room straight.
Can I say something? Can I say a solution?
Yeah, DJ, go ahead if you got a question about the rules.
It's pertaining to the rules. Okay, we got Dolomite and we got the corner. Okay, I understand what's going on with...
Hey, you got me on phone.
Y'all, one at a time, please.
Okay. All right. Well, we got Dolomite to say he's supposed to have the first shot at. I mean, Dolomite, honestly, I can't. I hear what you're saying, but to me, that just it doesn't sound strong enough. It just seems kind of like that's just a common courtesy type of thing. And, you know, if somebody else challenges the man and you didn't, you know, that's just, to me, out the water. But I look at it from the standpoint, if we got two or three people that now, where ain't sportsman cars, top sportsman cars ain't been doing shit in a while, you got two or three cars that want to do something, and Stone Cold them can't make the call, put the bet up and let the bet, if it's three people out here that's shooting for this bet, let them motherfuckers run for the motherfucker and be done with it.
All right, hold on. DJ made a good suggestion. That suggestion don't hold no water right now, DJ, because the corner has put out a doggone it challenge to the champion that had the belt. The champion got to satisfy that obligation first before you can say you got to put it up in a shootout. You can't put it up in a shootout now. The belt is locked in with two people, Stone Cold and the corner. Nobody else can do nothing until they do, until they sell their differences. Nobody.
Okay. What's the date, dog? What's the date?
Hold up, one at a time, y'all. Doing it again.
I got a solution. I run his ass Saturday in MRI.
Okay, you can run it. Hold up now. Hold on. I told y'all, y'all keep on ain't listening to me, and I'm being nice as I can, and I'm going to stay nice because this is official shit. We ain't talking about trying to grudge nobody. We talking about the rules interpretation. Y'all can argue about
right,
when you want to lock in and do what you want to. The corner, if you run him at MIR this weekend, you don't do him but beat him. If you whip his ass, you just beat his ass. He's still locked in with Stone Cold for the belt. I don't give a damn if he gets beat 40 times before he get the belt. If he just get beat 40 times before he get the belt, he still get the belt unless he runs Stone Cold or Stone Cold beat him. Otherwise, the corner will have the belt. Now, hold on.
Hey,
let me get
dog.
William Brown on the phone. Hold on. Let me get some fresh meat in there. He's been waiting patiently.
Hey,
he's been waiting patiently. William Brown, go ahead,
hey,
William Brown.
Y'all hear me?
Hey,
dog.
Yeah, hold on. William Brown. Hey, dog, to be honest with you, I had a call out when we locked in Dolomite. I had a call out to Stone Cold and them. And I told them that I would race them in the lockout and lock up and everything. So if that's the case, then I supposed to be the next in line for the best because I tried to lock them in.
Because they said
they didn't have oil pressure, but I told my kid what I was going to lock him in for an earth.
Hey, we got background. Hold on. William Brown, I'm asking you, who did you put your DP up with?
I didn't because they said they didn't have no oil in the top.
Stop. You put your DP up in. If you didn't put your DP up, it's null and void. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You got to see what the corner did. The corner, just like BET said and I said, the corner said, fuck all this friendship, fuck all this, what you call him, I want the belt. He did what he's supposed to do. You got to put a DP up with a reliable DP man. And then they go on the clock. Once you do that, you did the same thing Dolomite did. As a courtesy, you didn't bother them because they didn't have oil pressure. That was your fault.
I did bother him, and I did call him out for a race. I just, when he said he ain't got no motor, they ain't got no motor in the car, I just left it at that. I didn't know you can put pressure on a man that ain't got
the
motor in the car.
So who did you put your DP up with? Nobody, right?
Right. I ain't put no DP up.
If you didn't put no DP up, then William Brown, you just out of luck.
Okay.
You got
no problem.
Okay, how about this?
Thank
we still back to the same thing. I think they need to go ahead and, okay, so, The question is now between Stone Cold and the corner. We need to know what these two guys are because the only people going to get shitted is the fans. And the fans still ain't going to see no race if you just hand over a belt.
No, you're wrong, man.
No.
You're wrong. The corner racing every guy doggone week, to be honest with you. They want to race, but we ain't talking about the races. We're talking about the belt. The belt, just because they waiting on the belt is not stopping no races. The corner can't race the Stone Cold nowhere.
You're talking about want to and doing the two different things. Who the fuck they don't race every week? I'm going to mute.
Hold up. I told y'all, I'm not finna argue with y'all. They don't have to race. Ain't nobody fucking racing. Excuse me, I told y'all, I got to be professional. Right now, if you want to challenge the corner, I think the corner right now, if y'all want to run him, I think he's ready to run y'all if y'all want to run. But anyway, that ain't got any more rules. Got any more rules questions? Got any more rules questions?
No, let me ask just a question. Since all of us up here, the corner and Stone Cold and everybody, hey, Stone Cold, would you be willing to drop that deposit and we do a shootout at the end of the month? end of August.
Where are you dropping?
You mean the, you talking to the corner? You mean the corner, right?
Yeah, I'm just asking them a question. Would you be
okay,
willing
you
to
Stone
would
Cold
you be
Cold
willing
Cold
to drop?
Why
well, didn't
corner,
all us was
Stone
on the
Cold.
Phone?
Corner.
No, I said
Corner,
all
you on
us
the phone,
was on the phone at the same time.
It will
really
does. Ain't nobody dropping nothing because we did what they didn't do. They ain't put up a defense.
Okay, thank you. Now, he didn't answer that. Now, that's good enough. He just said it. I just told y'all, BET told y'all, y'all not listening. The corner said, basically, and I'm going off a little bit. He want the belt, goddammit, he going to get it any way he want to get it. And if y'all don't like it, y'all got to get it from him when he get it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Now, I'm going to entertain the rules question now.
He's a bad man.
Hey,
come to the house and take it.
We're not finna argue about the belt. What you want, Tony Wright?
Let me say something, man.
Tony Wright.
I just want to... Yeah, you hear me?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
For all y'all get the argument. Just listen to me, man. Okay, when Stone Cold had the oil pressure, my man Brown, he just sat back and said the man had the oil pressure. But you could have pushed the money and made him and said, fuck it, you got to get you some fucking oil pressure or give it up, motherfucker. All right, that's what the corner did. We took the money and buy their ass, motherfucker.
We got that. Okay, we got Tony. We didn't say that four times. Okay, hold on. 678-8030. You got something you want to say right quick?
What I'm trying to tell you, if we get the belt, put your fucking money up.
Tony. We're gonna talk about that after we get the rules straight. 678-8030. You got something you want to say about the rules? Huh? BET, you got a spot on your phone. Want to say anything about the rules?
I got one, dog.
Okay, he back. Yes. What you got to say about the rules?
Yeah, this Stone Cold. What's up? What's up, dog?
Ain't nothing up. I'm asking you. You push the one button. You got something. You got a question you
have. Hey, hold on. Let me say one thing, man. I don't care about the belt, okay? I stuck that bitch in my dog house last night, and my dog been laying there.
Stone Cold, you echoing. You echoing. Get off that speakerphone. You echoing.
But anyway, this for you, dog. You a bunch of shit, man. Everybody see that? You think you dictate everything that goes on, dog? You don't run a motherfucking thing, man. You change the rules because
you're
right. I'm gonna give you some money, but we don't give. I don't give a fuck about no bill because that bill ain't paid. Damn bill.
Well,
BET, if they can't be quiet, BET, mute the mic, BET. We're trying to get these rules straight if they can't be quiet.
Hey, I got a question on the rules, dog. I thought when if the man ain't running 30 days, run somebody in 30 days, y'all go get the belt from him and you put it up.
Oh, no, this is what happened. This is what happened.
Yeah, somebody come get it.
Can you mute his mic so we can answer the questions, please?
Be quiet, nephew. So I don't have to.
Wait. The way it go, William. He can go run somebody if he want him. He can't, but he's locked in with the corner for that belt. Can't run nobody for that belt until he satisfies the corner's locking.
And I understand that, but I thought back when that situation went down with JC and them guys had the belt for that back half. It was stated that if you don't run somebody in 30 days and put the belt up, then we come get the belt. And if I ain't mistaken, Jay Bond and them came and got that belt.
Hey, I'm glad you said that. See, William Brown, what you saying now is those are just some stuff that people were talking about. It never was put in the rules that because they had said you can't make me run my car just to be running my car. And they got a point, so we was going to discuss that. Nobody never said anything else about it. So it never went nowhere.
Hey, if I'm mistaken,
Goodbye.
Hello?
Dog, what up?
Can y'all hear me?
I'm not a show guy.
Yeah, we can hear you, dog. I think that was BET.
BET show cut off. That's what happened.
Can you hear me,
okay,
dog?
I gotta ask Jay Mars a question. Jay Mars, did y'all not come get that belt from JC when he said he won't run to nobody, he won't ready? I don't think that.
Hey,
dog, did they go
see that, Jay?
Hey, dog, did they go get the belt or did they create another belt? They just told him they can have it. No, they came and got that belt.
I need Jay to answer that. I think he was asking Jay. Is Jay still on the phone, bitch?
He's still on the phone, but he probably clicked over. But I thought.
Okay, now William Brown, explain to me what you're talking about, William Brown. I'm a little bit. I kind of don't understand what you're saying.
Okay, that situation with when JC had the belt. I guess he got it in Darlington or whoever he beat.
He got it in Darlington. Right.
About last year. Right, and they said, well, you know, JC said, well, I ain't putting the belt up. Y'all got to come get it from me. And somebody has said, and I want to say it was Jay Barnes, but I want to be sure. I don't want to blame nobody. They said, you have to run somebody within 30 days and put the belt up. If you don't, we come in to get the belt and put it back up for whoever want to have it in a shootout.
Hey, dog. Was him and Waverly Green was going back and forth?
Yes, sir. Because
hey,
they
dog,
had
no,
ran,
it had to
they
be
had,
somebody had
because,
a challenge out
but,
there. Somebody
right,
had a challenge. You just can't go take the belt and tell nobody they got
right.
it in 30 days. I think that's been a misinterpretation that just was said wrong, William Brown.
Yeah.
But, dog, the way they did it is JC and Wade
well,
Green.
I think somebody challenged JC.
Yeah, somebody
JC,
challenged
he wasn't
run. Over
he
there.
He said he wasn't going to run them. And it's the same
somebody,
situation.
Right.
He wasn't going to run them. And he was just going to run this other guy for the belt at a show or something, and then he couldn't do that because he had already had challenged him. He had to run the challenger.
Begging, bro. Where
yeah,
y'all get that shit from?
Because he said he was going to run.
Come in and see that. Boy, ask for what you want.
He had ran.
Your mic is open, Dolomite. I don't know why you always talking about opening your mic. Your mic ain't never been closed, Dolomite.
Well, I said he was talking, and just, I guess I wasn't heard. All I want to know is, whatever happened, I got cracked, and somebody took my goddamn money, because if the corner get that belt, he going to fucking run for that belt. That's bullshit.
Okay, hold on, fellas. Okay, now, are we through with the rules, sir?
Hold up again.
Slow down again, fellas. We ain't hogging at the corner. The corner ain't never said he wasn't going to run it, but he ain't even got the belt yet. What I'm trying to say is, y'all, we trying to get the rules straight so y'all know what the rules is, since y'all don't know.
Hey, Willie, Biz,
if you got the show, that man, you got to control your. We can't get them done with all this background noise. Y'all got a couple more hours of bullshit if you want to bullshit. Let's get this in official stuff out of the way first.
Okay, go ahead now. Who
got a question, please?
Hey, dog, Willie, that's why I wanted to hear from Jay Barnes. Whatever happened with that situation because JC
ran.
He ran Waverly Green.
JC said, I'm not running this person. I'm running Waverly Green. And that's what he said. He said, I'm running Waverly Green.
But they said,
but,
he said they couldn't run Waverly Green. Waverly Green couldn't run for the belt because he won a contender. Hold on, Jay, on the phone. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay. Now, when
when J.C. Richardson had the belt, I can't remember, but somebody called him out. And
yes,
he
I just
wanted
told him
to
it.
Hold the belt. He wanted to hold the belt past the 30 days.
And run Ravely Green.
And run Ravely
yeah.
Green. So at the end of the 30 days, at the end of the 30 days, when he did not, he lost the belt by default. And then he still raced Ravely Green, but at that point he wasn't the champ. When you're the champ,
okay.
if you get if somebody put up the $500 and lock you in, you got 30 days to act. You can't wait 31 days, 32 days. And JC was trying to wait. I think it was like 33 days, 34 days to the race
That's
that
it,
he wanted to get to.
Yeah, it was 33 days.
Yeah, it was 33 days, and then the race Ravely Green. But if the man that challenged him didn't agree to that, he can't take that. So. That's why
okay.
he lost the belt within the 30 days when he raced Waverly Green and lost. Waverly Green got the belt, but JC was not the champ at the time. And so that's how
okay.
That's how that got happened.
So who did the belt go to then? Did it go to the challenger? If I'm not mistaken, it went up. It went up. Folks.
It went back in the shootout. It went back up in the shootout.
So why it can't happen the same way now?
Well, the rule changed in 2014, exactly 6 months ago. We had this exact same argument last summer, and we did not change the rule during the middle of the year. We waited, and the committee that Dog is the head of agreed to keep action and make action faster that the challenger get the belt if the champ don't respond. And that was voted on.
It was Lil Mo that challenged it. It was Lil Mo that put the money up to do it to run him.
Right. And so, but when we did that, so we, in 2013, we voted for the 2014 year and made that now the challenger, if the champ don't stand up, the challenger get the belt. And we did that to try to help challengers, trying to get a challenger some reward for standing up.
Okay. Well, that's not.
I want you to speak your piece. I've been getting all kind of nasty, threatening in text and says I'm full of shit. Jay Bond done paid me off, and I ain't worth a fuck.
Yeah.
All I did is interpret the rules the way they go. Like I said, every rule we done talked about tonight been put out on the show. Just because it didn't apply to some people, they didn't really listen to it. Even tonight when we explained it to a lot of people don't understand it. But all these rules has been in place. Ain't nobody trying to take nothing from Stone Cold and them. Off of nobody. We just telling you where the rules go. The coroner did just what he's supposed to do. The same way Mighty Joe Young did when they were trying to take the belt from him. Nobody never put the money up to run it. It ain't that, so if a man know how to play the doggone rules to his advantage, we can't fault a man for playing the rules to his advantage.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's what everybody misunderstanding it from, though. And I don't give a damn about the belt. I mean, if I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. But I just wanted to know what exactly and put the rules out there so everybody know what's going on, so everybody will understand. And I think that's where most of the conflict come in. Everybody didn't understand what the rule changes of the whole situation.
Well, to be honest with you, William, you said it the right way. You are telling the truth. But nobody really care about it until it's not to their advantage or when they can't do what they're supposed to do.
You took
then everybody want to ask.
My mind,
like
dog.
It was put out. Don't get me wrong. I agree. I got to admit, we are bad about not putting these rules out because they really ain't printed out nowhere where everybody can just go look at them if they wanted to. I agree to that. But the rules were put out. It was put out. It just if it didn't pertain to nobody, didn't nobody give a damn because it was buck naked in the Fulton boys when this shit changed. Didn't nobody even care.
Hey dog, I want to say this real quick.
Hey dog.
A lot of people say they don't give a damn about the belt. They don't care about the belt. But why are we on the phone for about an hour and a half arguing
exactly
about the belt?
Exactly right, Biz. Exactly right. They all say that shit, but I don't give a fuck. If they didn't give a fuck, Stone Cold and sent me three threatening messages. They ain't going to kill me.
He just said he don't give a damn about the belt.
Now he's sending me a message. He's going to kill me because of the damn belt. He said he ain't give a damn about the belt. He was going to go out there and burn it up. Well, then what the fuck is he crying like a little bitch crying in? Yeah.
Hey, dog.
Well, we ain't got no more questions on the belt. Hey, Corner, you got 30 days. Well, you can't give 30 days because he ain't got the belt yet.
All right, go ahead. No, he ain't got the belt yet, so plus you ain't put no money up, William, so be quiet. Hold up, turn around, turn around, go ahead, and y'all can take the show. Go ahead, turn around.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Hey, dog, listen to me. For
the brown fella right there. Y'all realize we ain't getting the belt right now. We it'd be 30 days when we get that belt. But we don't want to wait till no belt come. Fuck y'all. We'll run y'all before the goddamn belt come.
When you want to run?
When the fuck you
I can't
run,
make it this weekend.
I
can't make it. My transmission broke this weekend. I can't make it to Maryland. But the week after that, we'll be in Piedmont. We'll be in Piedmont.
That's going to be that $20,000, $30,000 shootout.
Yeah, me and Dolan might be there, right?
One of us.
Hold on a minute. Is that going to be that shootout that the Carolina kid got?
Yeah, it's going to be the shootout, but me and Dolan might run in a grudge race. And y'all can, and Corner, I'm offering you, you can come there and run for five on two or better.
Well, listen to what I'm saying. This is what we're going to do. We're going to lock both of y'all in. But y'all give us a break clause on the weekend going on for the race. This race going on, as long as nothing don't happen, we'll take the break clause. I lock both of y'all motherfuckers in. Y'all try to get that belt.
Well,
y'all ain't
going to have
the belt
yet.
It ain't for the belt, because you ain't got the belt yet, so it ain't even really about the belt.
Jay Barnes, can you hear me?
Listen to me. I don't give a fuck about that belt. I'm a race. I can't take that belt and go to the mall and buy me damn pair of tennis shoes.
Jay
Barnes. The Connor want that belt, so I'm going to let them have that belt. That what the Connor put up. They want the belt. They can get that belt. I want all y'all ass. Dolomite, I want you first. I want to let Dolomite.
Well, let's get it right now. We got a dog on the phone. Let's get it right now, because I want your ass bad, too.
Bullshit.
This
one
thing.
You got 500 locked in on
3,000 better. I ain't running for that. Don't even come to me that way. You want to run me? You know what I run for. Ain't nobody but me. I ain't got 4 or 5 communities up in my pots.
Now,
you
want
to run me? You big and bad? You talk all that bad shit? Let's lock in and go for it. The fans want to see it, too. I'm going to drag that fucking corner shit down the track.
Bullshit. How much you talking about running for? How much you talking about running for?
Look, the pot's gonna get up there when we lock in anyway. Let's,
I ask you how much you want.
I'm gonna lock you in for what I can. 5 on 15 or better.
Now we ain't doing you on that run.
And the better gonna happen. And let's lock in now. 1/8 mile, pro 3, flip lanes.
Nah, you ain't gonna run. Yeah, I'm gonna bet more than that. I know damn well Connor gonna bet.
Listen,
more than
that. You gonna run me and Reed Brown, right? Don't bag out now. Don't show everybody that you got back, that you can bag up. Let's go forward.
I'm back, fella. Hey, listen. For you to be talking about you want to run for $1,500, you shouldn't even be bragging about trying to get no goddamn belt.
Listen, I got William Brown locked in the same day, sir.
Hey, hold on.
I'm going to lock both y'all in, too.
And that break calls include me, too. I can't talk for Dolomite. But if that same break clause that I'm giving y'all, that break clause includes me, too, right?
That's no, right.
Will it out. Will it out.
Hey,
Wayne
Brown.
Y'all don't throw us away. We ain't even answer the call out yet. I'm finna answer the call out. My $500 on the listen. My $500 is on the way. So turn the right. We're gonna do it this Saturday.
You can't. He don't have the belt. You can't call him out yet, nephew.
I got the belt.
What you mean?
He ain't got it. I'm the rules committee. Jay, you need to say something so they won't say I'm the one starting all the shit now. Go ahead, Jay. Go ahead, Jay.
Dog, the rule is the champ on the track.
No, you can't tell that man to run it. You got to get that man more time than 2 or 3 days to get ready. You ain't know what the fuck. Y'all trying
man,
to be tricking now. Don't make me start telling this.
He ain't got to run it
4 or 5 days.
No, when the coroner locked the money in, he called me on Sunday, and I made it clear to him
If his call out get locked in, you know, by Monday, he would have to race. And he told me he ready. And so as far as the rules, we ain't, you know, the champ can pick in the track. That's it. And I had that conversation with the corner, and that has always been the rule. You know, when you lock a man in, be ready to go when he ready to go.
That's right.
Okay, then. He said Monday.
Today, Monday.
Jay.
Yeah.
He got to be talking about next Monday.
He did the door.
Oh, I said Saturday.
Hey,
Jay.
Hey, Jay. Be quiet, nephew.
Hey, Jay Bond.
I thought he had 7 days to let us know when and where. He couldn't race within the 7 day period now. Is that correct?
Let me understand it. By this filing law, I'm going to get a motherfucker killed over this old dumbass shit here for a damn belt. Listen to me, man. I want y'all to send that condom fella back his goddamn money. Motherfucker, this belt. Y'all got y'all rules so twisted. Fuck that belt. Well, nephew, lock in some fucking money and come to goddamn Maryland where we going at, and we'll run y'all. Y'all with this bullshit coming up with these old fake-ass rules, we know this man going to be this Saturday. We're going to be in a whole other organization.
Let me ask you a question. You want to challenge me and tell me where I'm going? No, listen.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You cannot tell us to come run y'all Saturday. You already know where I'm going Saturday. I got 3 races locked being sad. So ain't nobody with that fake.
Yeah, I know where you're going, but I ain't know you were going to draw me.
But listen to what I'm saying. You trying that fake shit. You can pussyfoot all you want. It's too late to pussyfoot. This shit done got serious now. You can stop playing. We serious as a motherfucker.
You're saying two different things. Right, that's what I'm about to say. You saying you serious, but then you know we have our person, you calling us out. I mean, it's exactly. I don't know. I mean, you're saying two different things.
Hey,
I got a call. Hold on, I got a question. Nephew, when will y'all be?
Hold on. Listen. Fuck it. I just got a phone call. We ain't going to Maryland. We paying all the punk out money just to get that belt. Nephew, we're going to Montgomery.
Well, you're going for $500. You're going for $500.
All right, then it's on then. I'll see you in Montgomery, sir.
Yeah, he said he wants to do what he wants.
There it is. Hey, dog.
Everybody play the rules to their advantage. It seems like it's a lock-in. Let's go ahead and get it locked in.
He said he's going to drop his catch. 500 on 5,000.
Who the hell running for 5,000? We ain't running for no 5,000.
Them goddamn corner boys will.
Well, goddamn nephew student so cold won't.
Yeah, we know you ain't going to race Pierre. We just going to ride in Montgomery and get your damn belt. We're going to take your belt. That's what we did. We brought y'all ass for $500.
Well, come on with it then.
Hey, nephew, you been a bad motherfucker. I'm going to give you credit. You been a bad motherfucker in Stone Cold. You kick ass. You're a bad motherfucker. Now, when I told you a long time ago, dig you a hole and get in that motherfucker, you should have been in that bit.
Let me ask nephew. Nephew.
If y'all just get a belt up, back and get it. Crazy ass.
Nephew.
Nephew ain't going to run nobody. Nephew days over with. That man a soulless motor. That shit history.
Dog, my
mic over. About that shit.
Yeah, your mic open.
Yeah, you open. I hear you.
BP, you on BP. Go ahead.
And Jay Bonds, you need to get your rules better, man. Y'all need to get these rules better. These rules.
Now, I think what's going on, man, is like Biz had called before. Biz had called the motherfucker playing goddamn word Monopoly. But look here. Now, the rules did state once you put a DP in, the man had to give him 7 days 7 days got there to reply, right? Okay, we understand that. But now, I thought Nephew Neil was, goddamn it, supposed to be in Maryland, too. Said. Am I wrong?
Hey, BET, it's just like this. It's just like the damn locking in the race. They stepping. Everybody's stepping.
Yep.
So you got to play the damn game. You just got to play the game, man. So if they gonna pay their lockups in Maryland, shoot on over to damn Alabama, pick up the belt and $500. That's what they gonna do. Everybody see what's going on.
Ain't gonna get no more. I think all they getting is a belt, because the belt is the $500 on that. All they be getting is belt. They be paying $500 for a belt.
So what y'all saying is really they trying to get them to pay some more money. To pay the punk out up there just to come get less money because they ain't planning on racing it.
I don't know. I can't say what they're going to do.
Now, for a slow motherfucker, now he might go for a fast motherfucker like me. I pick up on what the fuck I'm hearing on the phone now.
Bottom line, though, is, you know, I hate to hear shit like this, and then it don't be a race. You got fans or something that gonna come thinking it's gonna be a race, and it don't be a damn race.
Well, see that's some bullshit.
Hey, let's clarify one thing for Nephew about the rules. We had to put $500 more over the deposit just for the belt, so that ain't a deposit now. So let's clarify that, because a lot of y'all don't even know that. You know what I'm saying? So Nephew, $500 ain't gonna do it. You got to put up the extra DP too. You know what I'm saying? And we got to flip out. Say,
oh,
what
shit.
You got to say to that?
Got a point, though.
Let's get this clarified, man. There ain't no bullshit,
man. I could be wrong, and the rule man can tell, but I thought the belt itself was the deposit on
the
champion
side.
No.
You
got to
put $500
in the deposit.
I could be wrong. That's
the
rule.
Dog, is that the rule? Jay, is that the rule? I don't know.
They didn't win the private room, man.
Hey, corner. Damn that belt. I got a good leather belt here I wanna put on your ass. What you wanna do? Hey, you can have a belt.
Bitch, I heard you couldn't run a 70 at the PDRA this weekend, so you need to shut the fuck up.
Hey, look, my transmission was fucked up. Don't worry, it'll be back. That was a default this weekend. That was a default.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Everybody else dropped off?
I had no idea.
Nah, I'm still here. They probably in the private room discussing the rules. But the rules,
okay.
I mean, for me, the rules need to be posted for real. You know, stop all the confusion.
It does.
It's famous. Any of them awards at the end of the year for the Grudge Race of the Year and all that stuff, it need to be a set of rules posted somewhere where everybody can go look at it, and that way you can stip your races on and do your races on according to the rules.
Okay. You know what? We're going to Grudge Inc. I'm gonna take the lead on that, and I'm gonna get Jay done dropped off. I'm gonna take the lead on that and get these rules posted, man, because, I mean, it's basically who can outstiff who on the belts, because everybody keeps saying they don't give a damn about the belts. But you see, we done been on the show 2 damn hours talking about a belt, but don't nobody care about the belt. Tony Wright said he don't care about no damn belt, but then he just dropped
three
Dolomite.
Dolomite. That's you, Dolomite.
No, this
Dolomite.
Is
it.
Tony Wright don't care about the belt. It's the corner that care about the belt. Hell, I got one of these ADRL trophies you can get if you can whip my ass.
The belt does mean something, man. It means that you the best. You the champ. So it do mean something.
And I think that's why I need to be ran for, but like I tell you, rules are rules.
Y'all got everything.
The belts were designed to bring action. If you just get a motherfucker up like that, they ain't bringing no damn action.
Hey, Willie, DJ, you there, DJ?
Yeah. I'm here, yeah.
Hey, Willie,
all right, everybody going to be happy. Stone Cold got the belt. Hitler and them said, fuck it. They taking the request down. They're going to Maryland. So it's no request. Nobody's challenging Stone Cold right now, at least not the corner. They said they're going to Maryland. They said...
But also, now I do gotta say this. Now, isn't the rule also in place that if a car is down for a certain amount of time,
you down for 45 days? If he don't get like right now, so if Jay put the car on the, if he put Stone Cold on the clock, he 45 days to get his car back up before he got 45 days.
So, he didn't get on the clock. The Stone Cold didn't get on the clock until somebody challenged him, right?
Exactly right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
That's all. The rules need to be posted that way. It's just a misunderstanding.
It really did. The stuff need to be out there. It need to be out there a little bit better for everybody. And we won't have to waste so much time with this stuff. It's a lot of time that gets wasted. I see a little bit of side of everybody's point. But the bottom line, we want to see a race when it's all said and done. We don't want to see a belt just get handed over because a mother couldn't make the call.
Well, to be honest with you, everybody say I was wrong. Hey, nephew and them just played the damn rules to their advantage. That's all they did.
I understand.
They used the rules to their advantage just then.
I understand. I'm not saying this or that. I ain't got no dog in this fight. I'm speaking from the standpoint of a fan, because I ain't doing no race.
I got one question for you though, and I want to click, because when you wasn't on that, Wilmer Brown, they didn't understand this. But am I not mistaken? The $500 is just the challenge to challenge to put over the deposit for the belt, correct? And then that has nothing to do with the DP, right?
Get the $500 out on whatever y'all agree to run for. It got to be for at least X amount of money. I ain't going to say what X amount of money is, because it's up to y'all.
Well, listen, ask them what track in Montgomery. So we can figure it out
Talk to Hitler. He just called me on the phone. He said, you know, everybody's playing the gray area in the what you call them. Hitler just said he know that y'all supposed to be in Maryland, so they lock y'all in for Saturday, which they were smart to do that. He know y'all, it was going to make y'all either go to Montgomery for $500 or y'all go to Maryland and run for whatever. So he said, fuck it. He take the $500 down, and y'all, and it's no challenge on Stone Cold right now. Stone Cold keeps the belt as of right now.
That's the difference in me because I'm not gonna put pressure on the guy because I know how much money it costs. And know how much money it costs to get a car together and get things together. So I wouldn't put the man a pressure on the man for a day's own belt.
Everybody is trying to do it morally. The corner said he wanted the belt regardless. So okay, he played the rules he wanted to play. Right now they found a way to get out of under that by locking it in when they know there's gonna be somewhere else. Which he can do that too.
So
you can't fault him for using his advantage either.
So in 4 to 5 days, you gonna take the belt and put it up in the shootout, right?
As of right now, if Stone Cold is up to Stone Cold knows that his car is not down, and his car is broke, he didn't have catastrophic failure.
Connor, they got you in a corner.
Yes.
We took the punk out money down. Fuck what Stan said. I said, put it down.
Yeah, I told you, he's taking the money down because see what they're doing. They're trying to back into a corner. I mean, they're using the rules to their advantage now.
Put the shit in the shootout. It's for the fans.
Hold up, fellas. So right now, see, Stone Cold don't have to Stone Cold don't have to give up the belt in 30 days or 45 days because he ain't had catastrophic failure. He just said he ain't got no oil pressure. Now, if somebody challenge him, you can challenge him.
Dog, I challenge. Who do I send the money to?
Who is this? Dolomite?
Yeah.
You send the money to Jay Bonds. If you want to challenge him right now, you can send the money to Jay Bonds.
All right, that's what I'm going to do.
Hello?
Yeah, your mic open.
Yeah.
Hey, dog. Hey,
yeah.
dog, what we need to do, though,
yes. yeah,
for the future, what we need to do, within, what we need to do, we need to get together within the next week or so. Marcus, be quiet. What we need to do next couple of weeks, we need to get together, print out some rules, and put them online, and also...
Jay already is going to be doing that now.
Okay. And
Jay
will
already be doing that now, B.
Put it
down.
Okay.
Put it down.
Yeah. Yes.
I was just informed the lockup is still good. They finna call nephew and make the race happen.
Now hold on a minute now. We got Tony Wright on the phone saying it ain't. I mean saying it's down. Somebody okay, Jay, you the one holding the money, so I don't know. Y'all saying two different things.
I know, but let me tell you this.
Hey.
The people that sent the money now. They send the money.
The people that send the money say it's still up. That's what you said?
That's what I mean.
All right, the people that send the money then. That's what if the people that send the money say it's still up, it's still up then.
I got a call.
Hey, y'all got to figure this shit out, man.
I just got a call from the man who sent the money, and he said, you got to give him time. You know, he said he's going to call nephew. I guess at this point, though, he said the money's still up.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to fucking Maryland.
That's between you and your team, man. I understand what you're saying, Tony, right?
Listen to me. I'm tired of this belt shit. I don't give a fuck about no belt. Motherfuck that belt. I'm going to fucking Larry T. School where I got my money locked in at the run sniper. I'm going to run the fucking sniper. Motherfuck that belt. A belt don't mean shit anyway. Y'all motherfucker want to run somebody, run motherfucker. I can't take that belt and spin it nowhere. Motherfuck that belt. Simple as that. I'm off the fucking air. I'm going to fucking belt. Motherfuck nephew and Mike here and them that Stone Cold with that piece of shit. Dolomite, if you get that motherfucking belt, we going to put the money on top of your head.
And dog, I kind of agree with what Tony said because that would affect Larry T race and what's
Jay,
going on.
I mean, they trying to run for something. I ain't trying to run for. How the fuck that go?
The minimum bet is $1,500.
Right, that's what I told him. He said he won't run for $5,000. I told him school coming up and I got to buy the kids' clothes. I can't run for $5,000.
You can get with Jay and find out what Jay want to do, but I know it ain't $5,000. But
I thought the bell holder dictates how much they bet.
Did I just say it is a minimum of $1,500, though? The minimum is $1,500.
Hey. There's a minimum, but over that minimum, doesn't the bell holder choose what they run for
minimum? Yes, but if he said $5,000 and the other man said he ain't running for that, then he ain't got to run for $1,500, little Carter. Y'all just complicate stuff to make more questions, man.
Okay.
Hey, nephew.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Would it be that difficult? Because I mean, the way it done got out of hand, and if Tony Wright and them got three races locked up in Maryland, and you look at it from a promoter's interest, you know, the people gonna follow Tony Wright, and they gonna come up there, and if y'all do something different. To keep Tony Wright and them races that's locked in from being up there, you know, that hurts the promoter along with the fans, because most fans have already put up plans.
He knew we had offers and they put the money up, so why should we care where he got to go?
Exactly. I'm just asking.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's true, but it's affecting everybody than just y'all two now.
Listen, William Brown, this for you. This is what I'm going to do. Who's Tony running up there? He running your boy. What's his name?
He said the sniper. The
blue
car. Don't
worry about
what I'm running. He running the blue car, right? What do you say?
I think.
Mean Gene, right?
I think so. He said he got three races locked in. I don't know all three of them. I know he running the sniper in his car.
I got sniper locked in with my car. I got Scoop locked in with the corner car. And I got Mean Gene locked in with the corner car.
All right, tell you what I'm doing.
Anybody got time
about... Tony, listen.
You can't tell me shit.
Look, Cameron,
I don't
I'm trying to tell you.
Hey, don't worry about it. I'm going to tell you, that ain't what the belt based upon. The belt based upon y'all ass coming out. What y'all need to do is, if you was a fucking man and you was an honest world racer, if you can't come out and honor what they did, give it up. You say the belt ain't shit.
You contradicting yourself. I said, okay, we're going to honor y'all lock in being motherfucking Montgomery. I mean, what you saying?
Okay, we're on the lock in with them. I'm not letting Larry T down. I won't give a fuck if y'all run from a triple gold, 14 cat gold. I'm gonna be a motherfucking man.
You contradicting yourself what you're saying. You want me to
I
say hold up
with
you?
Take that belt, stick it up your ass, JP. These motherfuckers ain't gonna run $1,500. Fuck them. Let that belt go, man. Let's go get this money up here. We can't get our name by goddamn it buying a belt. We can't get our name by buying a belt. Motherfucker belt. I go by winning. I don't go by goddamn take the belt from motherfucker. I beat him. Y'all got me twisted up in this racing shit. I don't race for no belt. I race for goddamn money.
So why you put a deposit up? Why you put a deposit up for?
I never put a deposit up. Take that belt and stick it up your ass.
Right.
We want you fucking fried. You been hollering about how bad you is, motherfucker. Now you're not even pushing up in the
right.
Get your ass out the motherfucking way. You better get out the way of this motherfucking train. You better get out the way. And don't bite. You just don't know. You're a sitting fuck waiting to get killed.
Hey, dog, we don't beat this dead horse, dog. We done talked about the rules. We done talked about mamas. We done talked about daddies. Go on to the next segment. We good.
Oh, I'm through. I'm going to be out of here.
All right, we got a race we got to promote. We got a race we got to promote.
I'll get them off y'all's show. Okay, Biz, I'll get them off the show, Biz. Don't y'all call me up, though. I'm just going to take them off the show.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right, there we go.
What y'all got to say now, man?
I was trying to jump in and say one thing. I was saying maybe y'all should put this out not only on the boards and through copies at the track. Y'all should put out a video on the Grudge Inc. YouTube just so everybody around.
Everybody don't listen to Grudge Inc. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, no, I'm saying it'll be easier for all of us to access on the video, too, as well. I'm talking as far as the guys up here in my area and any other area. I'm not talking about radio shows or nothing. I understand that. I'm just saying if y'all throw a video out there, maybe we all can get understanding because there is belts scattered all over the place. I mean, we got Michigan and all that, so, and we're still trying to figure out this belt situation. That's kind of one of the reasons why it's not many belt races going on up here, even though there is belt holding.
Well, hey, Joe, but, I got to be honest with you. 80% of the jokes with the belts ain't trying to raise nowhere.
Hey, Joe.
Here's
a suggestion. Since you said the
Thank
belt
you,
is
see,
for
some,
champions.
I'm glad somebody on here positive. At least got conscience. Go ahead, William.
And since you said they said a belt is for champions, people that you know that's a champion in that class or whatever in that category, why don't the belt just be limited to the shootouts? And you got to have in that shootout because if you beat one man, you ain't really no champion. And they can hold the belt forever as long as they
can't
say that.
Because
a belt is like boxing.
Just gonna say you shoot out.
Right. Well, it's grudging because you're going to have to put up a certain amount of money. You're still going to keep the rules that everybody that's in that shootout, when you run against each other, you even at least got to put up $1,500.
And
whoever ain't going to
have
the belt,
hold on, Weave, right now. How many people you think you're going to have in a shootout that's going to put up $1,500? How many people you think are going to really do that?
Well, they ain't willing to get the belt then. They ain't willing
to
be a champion.
Okay, if Dolomite don't think he got a chance of fucking with you, or he ain't got a chance of fucking with the corner or somebody like that, you think he going to put $1,500 to run against him in a shootout?
He ain't gonna be complaining about that belt either.
You
got that eliminates the guys that's fussing over the belt that really, you know, that just really want to steal the belt and hold the belt and don't do no racing. And if the belt is for to bring action, how much more action than you get than you can get if you get four or five or six type cars together to run for a belt?
Hold on. 803-7539. Hold on. Yeah, go ahead,
Wee. As a listener.
Go ahead, Wee.
If the belt is made to make more action, how much more action do you want than a shootout? And if you get six top sportsman cars together like you probably would never get, you know, at a regular grudge race.
My next question, you ain't gonna never get four or six of them ready.
Yeah.
So we can talk about that offline, man, William, because that's just something that you and Jay need to talk about. I doubt it. Wait, go ahead, Widow. Go ahead,
Widow. Who got the 29 belt?
Little Rick.
Oh, shit. I want that belt.
Little
Rick. Nah, I ain't tripping, man. I let Little Rick keep it. He deserved a motherfucker.
Hey, to be honest with you, Witt brought up some kind of interesting. How do these radio tires fit into, you know, going for a 29-inch belt? That's a good question.
I'd like to know that.
Well, see, the thing about it, if I got the belt and I got on slicks, I ain't going to take Witt to no fucking radio track, so that ain't going to really be no discussion. Now, if Witt get it, then that's a problem, because Witt going to take bitches to Holly Springs, period. Terry said he want the 28 belt. Well, Buck Naked got that. Good luck in getting that motherfucker. He done buried that son of a bitch out there with the dogs.
One last question. It's an easy question, and it's probably been said a million times. I just want to get clarification of it, because we just had an incident up here in Michigan. Okay, our 29-inch, and I believe he owns the 28-inch belt, too. He just had a catastrophic wreck.
You talking about Johnny Quick?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know he wrecked his car. He rid it in 45 days, unless he should want to give it up sooner. He got 45 days. Otherwise, he need to. But see, if don't nobody challenge him, ain't nobody going to say nothing about it. That's why all this rule shit get fucked up at. If don't nobody really challenge him for it, the clock ain't on him.
That's true. But it's him knowing it.
If somebody did challenge him and he wrecked his car, then he got 45 days. Well, normally he wouldn't have for 30.
And then after that 45 days...
But I heard he already didn't gave the bills back up. But I heard he already gave the bills up.
Okay.
Now,
those bills go up for a shootout after the 45 days, am I right?
No, if you give them up, they go up for the shootout whenever they can get a shootout up for it. You might have a shootout at your show, and they want to put the belt up then. It all depends. It don't have to be no 45 days. He can get up and they can have a shootout.
I'm saying if he decided not to give the belt up and he waited out the complete 45 days, after that point, it's a shootout involved to get the belt. Am I right?
Hey, I think let me get y'all straight on one thing. I think Johnny Quick gave the belt up.
In the case of if he was to hold the belt, of course, if he gives the belt up, then the belt is gone. But if he can hold him
for 45 days if he really wants to, saying he getting his car ready. He can still hold him for 45 days. But, I mean, I don't think nobody that malicious that want to just hold it just to say I'm holding it and know I ain't going to have my car ready. But now, if there was any possibility of him getting his car ready, I can understand him holding it for 45 days. So. All right, fellas, got dog, man. I done got beat up. I done got jumped on. God damn, it's hard being, God damn it. And I done got threatened phone calls. People say I done got paid. I wish somebody give me some of this money I'm getting paid on.
Hey, dog, my head hurt behind all this shit here.
Shit, your head hurt, man. I just went out there and put my, I just went and got me a new insurance policy because I done got all them threatening phone calls. Said they're going to kill me. Over a goddamn belt that, everybody claim they don't give a damn about. We done went through all this shit, all these friendships, and all these people that been throwing bullets at people. Over this damn belt that they claim they don't, nobody give a fuck about. Now, I hate to see if they cared about the motherfucker over there.
Hey, dog, how many goddamn top sportsman cars going to be ready?
That's what William Brown was just saying. Normally the way it's been going, ain't but one or two been ready at a time. And like I said, man, I don't know, man.
Hey, Dolomite. Let me ask Dolomite something. Dolomite, why don't you run high down here in Texas for us? That's a goddamn back half, car.
Ray, you always try to get somebody to come to Texas, DeRoy. Won't y'all come over here if y'all want? Everything come out your mouth. You want them to come to Texas.
Man, yeah, you know how it is, dog. We want y'all
to come
here. You know, we can't win up there, man.
There
ain't no we. You ain't been over here damn
fucking time.
Dog,
he don't
win up there.
Y'all
ain't
going
to
come here.
Every time we in the came out of Texas and come up north, we got whooped.
Hey, slow that corner car, look. They don't need to be trying to get no goddamn belt. No way. That corner car looks slower than motherfucker.
Goddamn, we just jumping on every goddamn body tonight, eh?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. That corner car ain't went no faster than goddamn the candy cane down and right off.
Ooh. Hey, that's why I hope they do get the belt. So I'm gonna show get it from.
That in, Wish. We'll run your head up, Wish. Lock that
if in. If Stone Cold had oil pressure, he'll whoop that motherfucker in reverse. That corner car
ain't
gonna
reverse. Yeah, right. Hey, Wish. I'm with you on that, too. I think Stone Cold will put space on that car.
Well, how you know, Dre? You ain't never seen the motherfucker run. You ain't never seen the bitch run. You always talk about shit you don't know what the fuck you talking about.
I got good sources telling me everything. Rock say that goddamn car ain't doing shit right now.
Rock ain't saying a damn thing. Rock ain't sitting in the car in 3 or 4 years. How the fuck he gonna tell somebody what to do and what it ain't doing? Now, if Wick and Rock there looking at it, Wick got an opinion. A motherfucker that like you that they don't know what the fuck going on, somebody told you, what the fuck you talking about, you big dumb son of a bitch?
Say, man, what did I tell your wooden leg ass about fucking with me, man? You might want to get your other ankle broke, motherfucker.
870-0273. Go ahead, talk to this crazy son of a bitch.
Arkansas.
870-0273. Go ahead.
What up? That's Bushnell trying to get in, man.
Bushnell, you in, Bushnell. All you gotta do is push the one button. You in.
Hey, I think y'all were
I'm just listening to you motherfucking out loud, man. I mean, I'm a spectator in the fan right now. Shit, I'm listening. Go ahead. I don't want a goddamn thing. I'm trying to get the Hall of Fame.
You'll be there. Hey, I just got word. I just got word from Young Money, Street King with the gold to Malibu. They looking for Junior ass with a flashlight in the daytime right now.
You talking about Junior? Not a one boy junior?
Yeah, with the junior car. Don't kill the messenger, y'all. I'm just relaying the message.
Message that to his motherfucking ass.
I got you.
Hey, dog, what you say on now? One of them want that, huh?
They don't want that shit, Dre.
Hey, Les Tyler.
They don't.
Yes, sir.
You see, they were struggling to get around the goddamn lottery ticket. Now, come on, now. We serious now, look, Carter. We seen that.
Hey, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Like I said, I'm just relaying the message. I ain't even going to speak on that either.
Like I said, go message what I just said. Get his motherfucking ass and train to go this weekend in Holly Springs. And Junior, go to his motherfucking head. And that's right.
I'm gonna say something right quick. I'm finna say something right quick, and then I'm gonna let y'all do what the hell you want to. I prefer the BET and all down on the bad boy.
I'm trying to leave you some.
I had a special show today. Y'all be quiet. Let me finish now. I'm gonna let y'all talk the rest of the way. I had a special show. That was my special gift. I said whoever act a fool, I was gonna give him a show. Whit did not ask me for no show. I called Whit and asked him, did he want to have a show? Did he mind if I give him a show? Whit said, no problem. Now, I got to admit, I'm one of the first motherfuckers to doggone a dog Whit ass out if he ain't doing shit or dog anybody else out. That's what me and BET and Pro Stock Jordan for.
All right, gentlemen. I don't know. Everybody's on my line. DJ Grant, you there? We got to get to the business at hand.
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on? All right.
Never scared. Wayne, I know you're at work, Wayne.
I'm here.
Wayne, what is the status of the Michigan belt? The 28-inch and the 29-inch.
Can you hear me, Trey?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny Quick held both of them. And he just had catastrophic failure this weekend.
All right, so did he put him back up at Chucky or somebody had put him up, and then he got and he won, so he killed the holder, right?
Yes, he is.
Okay. So
Johnny Quick killed the holder of the 28 and 29 itself.
Okay. All right. So he has 45 days to make a decision. He can either put it back up now, he can turn it back in now, or he can wait till the 45 days.
Nope.
Will you notify him of that, Wayne?
Yeah, I will do.
And I want to get, while we all on the line together, anybody else, while we're talking, I've both been getting Dunye on. I think Dunye is trying to do some lock-ins, and we got that. They kind of took over the show there with that, so y'all bear with me a minute. Where you at, DJ Grant? And Biz. I'm trying to get everybody back on so we can get back on point to talk about the race coming up this weekend in the Midwest. Or if anybody wants to talk about the race that happened this weekend, anybody know anything about what went down this weekend? Let me see where you at. Terry, hold on. Y'all did hear Terry got an ass whooping this weekend. Did y'all hear that? I got to go open the mic now. Hold on. Give me a minute, Terry. I'm trying to find you. Let me see. Terry, you there?
Hey, give me 1 second.
Okay. All right. So, and let me get Dunye on right quick. I'm looking for my co-host, DJ Grant. Can y'all Wayne, somebody to help me out here while I get this damn phone going. You know, you can't hear we got down the pill on that damn DJ Grant. Dunye. Bear with me 1 minute. There he is. Hello. All right, I'm back, y'all. Again, let me get, I just got a call from none other than the Pro Stocker himself. Let me see. Y'all bear with me a minute, and I'll get the thing going.
Jay Myers, what's up, Doctor?
All right, Paul Stocker, welcome to the Grudge Inc. Monday Night Madness Show. We've been on here battling. We had all kinds of things. You got 3 shows tied in. Everybody can't talk right now, but you called, and you had something to add to the conversation tonight, or you had some revelation?
I just got a phone call, and the man told me there was some low-life shit going on. The man told me. he said there's some earthworm shit going on. So I said, okay, let me see what the hell going on. Tell me what the story is, and let me see what the hell happened.
I'm gonna give you the quick version. The quick version is the coroner locked in stone cold. The 30 days. And that caused a ripple in the good community because they felt like Stone Cold felt like that was underhanded because they knew he didn't have oil pressure. And but the coroner said, "Damn it, the money's up, 30 days time." And
okay, I have no issue with that part of it. I mean, if you catch a man slipping, okay, step on his back. I got no problem with that piece. It's the other piece that I felt had a little bit of validity when he told me there's some earthworm shit going on, some shit that's lower than whale shit. He said,
"Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. You fit it. No, you fit it. You fit it. I will try to cut to the chase, but go ahead. I'll let you recap the story. Go ahead. Let me hear the other side. Go ahead."
After a lot of negotiation and ringing a lot of bells and bouncing a lot of stuff off the wall, nephew came in and said they accept the challenge. They're gonna run this Saturday at Montgomery, and all hell broke loose. And at that point, Hitler said that he's going to be in Maryland to support Larry T, which Larry T, I support Larry T 100 also. So Hitler said that that's where he's going to be. He can't make that call. So he said, take the lock in down. Who actually put the money up said the money's still up. And he's going to make, he'll go into negotiations with Stone Cold and from my understanding, be in Montgomery this Saturday. So, that broke out a barrage of insults from Hitler, but the coroner said he ain't taking no money down. She just still locked. And so, as of now, that's where we stand. Coroner Wright said he ain't going to Montgomery. The coroner who set the money up said he is going to Montgomery. And nephew and them said, if they come to Montgomery, it's on.
Okay. Now, all right, let me give you the other side. The other side.
Okay.
Let me give you the other being. That's Kanye West. Okay. Here's the long and short of it. Okay. Now, from the horse's mouth, Stone Cold ain't got oil pressure right now. All
right.
So this is why he felt it a personal affront. He found it offensive that they would, at this point in time, try to jump on his back and squeeze him. I feel like that's a good move, but now here's the part that I take exception with, though. That the fact that the coroner, if Stone Cold cannot make it within 30 days, that the coroner would then be awarded the belt. Now, is there any validity to that point?
Yeah. Yes, it is. That
last year, at the end of
2013, we did
go ahead.
That the challenger and we pooled votes and we argued the point that the belts will have to go back up in the shootout. And, through unanimous vote, it was deemed that it would be most beneficial. And even though there was a lot of different opinions, it would be most beneficial if the challenger received the belt. And I'll tell you the most what made that stand up. That the fact that a man who did the challenge, he's more apt to challenge if he knows there is some reward. And the people that voted because, it's all about what's going to bring the most, just taking the belt and putting it up for a shootout, or if it would make the man who feel like, I'm going to challenge this joker, and if he can't make the call, he get the belt to change hands and action keep coming. And so, that rule was changed in 13 for the 2014 year. And at the time, we went on all the shows, and at the time,
Okay, first of all, stop right there. Do not say you went on all the shows because you didn't go on the highest rated show because you did not come on my show with that bullshit because I don't remember it. So you can stop that.
Well, let me tell you.
Now,
hold on. We went on a lot of shows. But let me give you the topic, then you might remember.
Okay.
At the time, Butt Naked was calling out the Fulton Boys and that issue, and they dodged, the Fulton Boys dodged, and that topic came up is that it don't make sense. That's why these guys get these belts and hold it, because if a man challenges them, there's no reward for the challenger. And it made, at the time, in the group that voted, and so we went back on a preponderance of the shows and announced that, you know, that was to be the new rule coming into 2014, that a challenger
okay.
challenge.
Okay. Hold on a second. Okay. So here go what then. You know what? And I have no problem with any of that all done. If it was done there, I don't remember any of that stuff, but you're alive on the air, so if you tell them a lie, I'm sure somebody's going to check you. Or if you're mistaken, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to use the word lie, but if you are mistaken about what you're saying, if you are in error, I'm sure somebody's going to check that one way or another because I got a lot of sources out there. So, all right, Smack Talk Nation, stand up. Let me know if this is a real shit or bullshit. But, okay, let's take it for granted. Let's take it right now that on face value that what you're saying is all true. Okay, so here's my point, though. The corner, the Stone Cold don't have oil pressure. He's not going to be ready to October. All right, I already got that from the horse's mouth. So here's what we do, all right? Now, you say the belt is about action. So let's go ahead, right? And if I get the Stone Cold permission, he will go ahead and abdicate the belt. He will abdicate the belt, give it up. So you go ahead and give it to the challenger. The corner got the belt now, all right? So now, this Saturday, when he goes into battle, guess what? He's defending that goddamn belt. Now what?
Well,
how about
that? Matter of fact, had nobody said nothing to, you know, the coroner have not said that he would not do that. That was fine.
Okay, fine. I'm saying, do you like that idea? That's all I'm asking you.
Yeah. I do. Let me make my clarity, okay? I agree with what you're saying, but now let me clarify.
Mm-hmm.
As the defaulter of the belt, he cannot stipulate what the recipient of the belt
is. No. He's not doing any stipulation. What I'm saying to you is, if you guys, here's two things that you had to do, two things that have to go hand in hand, and this is one thing that I've been advocating for, I've been fighting for, I've been telling y'all punk ass. So first of all, I told y'all that shit about that the challenger should get the belt if the motherfucker don't race him. I told you that shit a long time ago. That's number one. Okay, but number two, I also told you that every time that you race, the goddamn belt's on the line. So you can't pick and say, I don't want to race over here, I want to race over there. If you're racing, especially if it's an advanced race, we won't nobody catch you on no bad day, but still, you got an advanced lock-in race, oh, shit, you got to be up for the belt.
Now, we may be saying the same thing in the sense where if Stone Cold decide to relinquish the belt, if he can do it, then that do give the coroner the opportunity to. But because now this is the one thing, and this is where the problem I think where the hole fell down. The lock-in that occurred for this weekend will have been locked in prior to him being a champ.
It does not matter whether it happened. But did he become the champ? If you can administratively become the champ, right?
Yeah.
If you can administratively become the champ, you can administratively put the belt up.
Well, okay. I'm just saying that the lock-in is the lock-in, and if you had a conversation with Stone Cold, then maybe if you had one with the coroner, this might be old news. I'm just saying, though, that Stone Cold can't make that stipulation. You know, if he's going to relinquish, he has to relinquish in good faith.
No, well, of course he's going to relinquish in good faith. That's fine. But at the end of the day, listen, like I said, I'm not on anybody's side. I am on the side of racing.
I am on the side of action. I am on the side of excitement. Those belts are excitement for the game. We're having all this big conversation because of the belt. Now, if it were not for the belt, we wouldn't be having it. If it was just Stone Cold racing, trying to race the corner, that wouldn't be shit if there was no belt involved. I mean, because, you know, Stone Cold is ready. But because the belt is involved, lots of excitement. So now, here's what. Okay, if we can get Stone Cold, abdicate the belt, relinquish it, okay, fine. That makes what's the name champion. Now that they're champion, okay, when they go in Saturday, they go in as champion. And when you are champion, when you go to fight, you are fighting for your championship each and every time. Okay, I believe I can get my part done in about 13 seconds. I can get Stone Cold to give up the belt in 13 seconds.
But if the belt is given up, but then the only thing that I'm saying that on my side, now you can handle it because you're an advocate for grudge racing. You can have that conversation with the coroner. What I'm saying is, it just can't be a stipulation that we put on that.
Let me get the coroner on the phone right now. Let me see if he'll do it. If I can get what's the name to give up the belt, will they put the belt on the line when they go to war on Saturday? That's all I want to know. If they do that, I'm going to do my part. If they don't do it, I'm not going to tell them. I'm going to tell Stone Cold to take their ass to the goddamn, tell them to take them to Fairbanks, Alaska on Saturday. Hold on.
Well, that's pretty much what they've done, what Stone Cold have done by saying Montgomery. Now, according to the coroner, the car that's locked in, that money is still locked. All right, gentlemen, I got everybody's mic open. Now, if you want your mic closed, you can say close it. I'm going to go down and close it. If you want it open, you need to say something now. All right, I'm closing the mics one by one. And if I'm making sure that all the mics are closed. That was the one with all that noise right there. Slow stop, you see that?
Yeah, John.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
All right, I got you live on the air, right? You on Jay Barnes Show. Jay, I'm still here?
Yeah, you see that?
All right, so we're just having this conversation tonight, and, okay, we're trying to come to some closure right now. We're not going to recap what's already been said because I'm sure you're up to speed. Are you not?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what's been put on the table right now. Here's the proposal. Okay. A, if we can get Stone Cold to unequivocally release the belt, relinquish the belt, if he abdicates tonight, right, he just says, I give up the belt goes to you automatically. That makes you, administratively, you are the new champion. Coroner is the champion, but you're the ones that got him locked in. There's a reward for locking in the champ if the champ can't answer the call. Okay, fine. That's step done. Step two, all right, now he relinquished the belt. There's no strings attached, but step two, that makes you champion. So Saturday, when you go to war as a champion, and the belt would then be on the line when you go up against a top sportsman. The next time you go to war against a top sportsman, you became champion today. You became champion before the race. So could you guys put the belt on the...
I think the same rules make sure to apply. Yeah, no. We're planning to go up there and race anyway. But if they want the belt, then you have to put up and go through the same steps that we had to go through.
So wait a minute. Are you saying that if we go through the extraordinary efforts of getting Stone Cold to abdicate the belt, give it up to you guys tonight? That, okay, Mean Gene. No, not Scoot Williams. Scoot Williams is not a top sportsman. But I'm talking about Mean Gene. I thought you guys were rocking with him.
Oh yeah. So we want to. Will we put it up to run Mean Gene? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll do that.
Okay. Done deal. All right. So let me work on Stone Cold. I'll get that done, and as soon as I get that done, we'll
Let me see if I can get Stone Cold on. Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
And as he's doing that, you know, I'm just making sure for everybody who's listening, from a rule standpoint, that when Stone Cold, if Stone Cold turned the belt over, there is no conditions. He turned it over.
It's crazy. I mean, and the only reason I'm pushing for it, just to be honest with everybody, I only brought my car back to where Stone Cold. So, you know what I mean? Everybody else is just throwing it extra. I mean, my car has been sitting down for almost 6 years, and I didn't have to put it back together. But he was on there talking all that noise, and we had the same exact car. And that's the only reason I came out for it. Now, everybody, and once we get it, whoever wants to come for it, they welcome to it. I mean, I'm not holding it back from anybody. He had the belt. He sold his motor. He didn't tell anybody, so he told me he don't have overpressure. You don't even have a motor. And didn't have any plan on putting the motor back in the car this year. So who's waiting on what?
You know, if he relinquished, then, you know.
I'm ready to ring. Yeah.
All right, I got Stone Cold on. I got Stone Cold on. So let me repeat everything, get everybody up to speed. Here's the scenario.
Hey, hold on, Joe. Hold on, Joe.
All right, guys, we'll try to make it happen over here. We got Stone Cold. We got all the players in one place. Now we're trying to make a race, trying to get this championship belt back in play. The top sportsman championship belt has been out of play, has been out of circulation for just a little while here, and that's to no fault of the current champion, which is the Stone Cold, because those guys won the belt. They won it racing, and they tried to defend the belt on several occasions. But sometimes this racing stuff is fickle. We all know that. So, again, through no fault of their own. And right now, I believe they're in the process of making some changes. So, from my accounts, I don't believe that they're going to be ready. They're going to be able to answer the call in the next 30 days. So what we're going to try to do tonight is have Stone Cold abdicate the belt, relinquish the belt, and then, go ahead, and then we're going to get a commitment. He does so with no strings attached. We're going to try to get a commitment from the coroner. Coroner 1 is on the phone. We try to get a commitment from coroner that he's going to go where he races.
Yo.
Yeah. I was just doing a recap.
So, okay, check this out right here. This is what we're going to do. Since they took the money down, right, I'm going to return the belt to Jay Barnes. And then, Jay Barnes, you got to put the belt up for a shootout. That's what I'll do.
Well, now, Stone Cold, the money has not been taken down. I did hear Hitler say that, but the coroner who sent the money haven't notified me that yet. And the last thing he told me.
You talking to the one, because what I'm about to do, I'm about to throw this symbol fiction that motherfucker and go run their ass in Montgomery's head. You feel me?
He's got to save
him a whole lot of hassle, but I put pressure on my ass to be in Montgomery's ass.
Right.
Now, they're going to take the money down.
I'm not saying that they ain't now.
Okay.
I'm just saying it ain't official. Okay, listen to me then.
This is what we'll do then. If they haven't took the money down, then the race could be in Montgomery. Sad. Got shit changed over a minute and a second. I feel like, Jay, if I knew, I've been talking to you, Jay, for almost 6-7 months, or at least 2 or 3 times a month. You never mentioned to me about the rule, Jay. You know what I'm saying? That's right or wrong. You never mentioned to me about that you changed the rule, Jay. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's a blackout to the grudge game, because that's something Dawg came up with overnight. I don't know who Dickie's sucking, but that's a shit Dawg just trying to push. And I feel like that shit is wrong. You feel me? Because I feel like the belt wasn't handed down to me. You know what I'm saying? I had to wait a whole year just to get an opportunity to run for the belt, okay? I had to run somebody to get the belt, okay? I won, I could have lost. You feel me? So I feel like just to change the rules, to come and sit for somebody else, I feel like that shit is wrong.
Listen, Jay.
I told you, I said, Jay, I ain't got no problem with, you know what I'm saying, releasing the belt. I ain't got no problem with that. I just said do it the right way.
You know what I'm saying? We can't come and shake everybody's feelings, man. You feel me? Do it the way it, like it should be done. You know what I'm saying? If I can have all praise tomorrow if I want to. You feel me? But that ain't what I'm in the game for, Jay. You feel me? I'm in the game to last in the game, not be a one-hit wonder. You feel me?
Right, right.
I appreciate the challenge. I ain't got no problem with that. But you're doing the way, you're doing the evil way instead of the right way. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're not doing out of the eyes of God. You're serving the devil by doing it the wrong way. That's what I realize, man. You know, I look at it that way. But if they want to got that one for it, we'll run sad in Montgomery. The money up, it's all good.
Well, Pro Stop.
Yeah, the other net. Well,
yeah, Pro Stop.
Yep.
I'm right here.
So, and the thing is, where we come up with, where we got the conclusion we come up with, if they can't make it sad, then I give you back that belt, Jay, and then you
Fred
put it up for a shootout. And bye.
Fred, bye.
I ain't got no problem with that.
Yeah. Hey, y'all hear that nigga Chicken Jay Vaughn? Tell that nigga he's fake. Everybody catching on that fake ass nigga, man.
Yeah.
Who
fake, man? Who fake?
Is that
Bush? Who fake, man? Who fake?
No. That ain't Bush.
Hey, who fake?
I don't know who this
who fake?
Is.
That's Stone Cold.
No, that ain't
it's
Stone
me.
Cold.
It's Stone Cold, man. Yeah. Yeah, this Stone Cold.
I don't. Somebody pushed the one.
Yeah, now who fake? Who fake, bro? Hold on, man. Hold on, bro. Let's just keep this shit racing, bro. Okay? Let's keep this shit racing. We ain't going to do all that phone talking because that shit, we ain't going to do all that. We trying to do what's right. We ain't got to go to the name calling, none of that shit, because I ain't with that, bro. You feel me? I'm just trying to do what's right. If we trying to challenge. Y'all want to challenge. It's all good. You feel me? That's what we need to do. Let's focus on this. Stop fucking on it. We can shoot shit later on down the line. You feel me? Because y'all really don't want to race anyway, bruh. You feel me? If you really want to race, y'all had. After Walter Man race, it was 3 fucking weeks. We had 2 weeks of that. We came to Jack every week, and y'all didn't want to do that. Y'all never showed up, bruh. So don't act like you want to race, bruh. You know what I'm saying? You want a phone conversation like little bitches. I ain't got time for that. I'm trying to keep it. If I can't make the call, bruh, I get that belt back. That belt ain't paying my bills, bruh. I ain't got no problem with that, bruh. But don't think you. You feel me? That belt ain't paying my bill, but bro, don't think you roughing me, bro, because I ain't on that level. You'll never be on my level, bro. Never. I'm serious, man. So keep that shit at a minimum, bro, and let's try to work this shit out and be
know,
cool.
I don't know who that is talking about. It's JP talking about on the corner, but I don't know who that is that was talking to the thing that you was talking to.
Right. I feel you, man. I'm just keeping it real, man.
I want to run you, bro. The only reason I put my call back was to run you. I ain't give
that yeah. Man, look, man, bro, this weekend, bro, yeah, but listen, bro, listen, I had fun, bro, let me tell you some real shit, bro, I had fun with you down there this weekend, bro, we were able to laugh and kick it like men, you understand me, bro, I ain't got no problem with you, bro, I'm not trying to hold on to no belt, bro. I think that the belt should be challenged, bro. I don't want nobody to give me nothing, bro. I want to work hard for whatever I get in life.
Well,
I don't want nobody to give me nothing.
Hey,
Stone Cold. Hold on, guys. I think I may have a solution because I think we're all saying the same thing. Stone.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather run him. I want him to give it to me, but if you ain't ready, then it is what it is. I'll wait on it.
Okay.
Hold on, please, gentlemen.
Stop.
Come on, man. Just calm down for one second. I got a solution. If you just help me real quick, just listen for one second. Here's the thing, right? Everybody's saying the same thing, all right? Stone Cold is saying, I will give the belt up. I'm not ready right now. I can get ready by Saturday if I need to, but I will give the belt up right now if he's got one condition, right? His one condition is that I want to see them race for the belt. That's what you're saying, right, Stone Cold? You want to see them race for the belt, right? Okay, fine. And John just said, before you got on, John just said that but he has a race locked in with Mean Gene, and that he would race Mean Gene for the belt this Saturday. Did you not say that, John?
I did.
Okay, then. So I think everybody's got what they want, then.
Let me say this real quick. I'd rather run Stone Cold. So what I want to ask him man to man is that, of course, I know you trying to, you know, throw it in about running Saturday. That's on you. If you want to run Saturday, I'll be in Montgomery. I don't care about Maryland. I don't care about no parking.
Right.
I'll pay. What I'm saying
right,
is,
right.
But if you're not going to be at 100% by Saturday, then you still got time.
Bro, I'm gonna tell you something, bro. I can hate you. I can drag you. Look, I'm gonna tell you something. Let me explain something to you, bro. I can be evil and I can just say, yeah, I'm gonna force you to come way to goddamn Montgomery and just hand you that bill. You feel me? I ain't like that, bro. I'm not like that. I ain't like that, bro. You feel me? I don't walk on them terrain, bro. I'm a man, bro. I don't do that.
Exactly. So we're all saying the same thing. Hey, John, why don't you just chill for a minute, please? Because
right.
I don't know why we're making this complicated. You can run Stone Cold at any point in time, belt or
right.
no belt. Whether you got the belt or he got the belt, I see you
yeah.
want to race him because you feel like he's one of the best, and he is,
yeah.
and that's great. So you want to run him, and we know you want to run him. We know you don't want nothing handed to you. Okay,
right.
fine. Stone Cold's only issue is that he said, I had to race for this. Race to Moreno was a hard time race, and that's how I got this belt. I just want to see, for the good of grudge racing, that you guys race somebody for this belt. So, and you said, well, Saturday, when we go up and when we race Mean Gene, who's the top sportsman, we will put the belt on the line. If we get the belt administratively tonight, we will put the belt on the line Saturday. So all you got to
agree. No. The belt won't go to me. The belt go back to Jay Barnes' hand, and then that belt will be put back up.
The belt will be put up, and then Saturday, the two cars, Mean Gene and the corner, will run for the belt on Saturday.
I'm cool with that.
John, you're
okay.
cool with that? Cool with that? Jay Barnes, are you cool with that? We got one yes. We just need two more. We need a Jay Barnes yes, and then a Stone Cold yes. Jay Barnes.
I got the whole mind for the last. I got to see the champ got to speak.
No, okay, wait a minute. Jay Barnes.
Huh?
Just, you don't have to hold your
breath
for last, okay? Listen, Stone Cold already said he's an agreement to it. All he has to do is get a commitment from the corner, which we got, that it's okay, that the belt goes up, and he'll wait for the belt on Saturday. I got to get it from you because he's going to give the belt to you. And you're going to put it up Saturday for them two to race, and then he's going to give you the belt. So I need you to say yes.
Okay, I'm saying yes, but listen to how I'm saying yes. At this point, if the corner take down his bet, then if Stone Cold relinquish the belt, then I will put it up at the Larry T race.
Bam, there you go. Okay, so the corner, will you take down? Okay, if Stone Cold agrees to relinquish the belt, will you take down your bet?
Yeah. If he agrees to
relinquish the belt, right, to give it back to Jay Barnes. To give it back to Jay Barnes.
Right.
Okay, fine. Okay. Now, Jay Barnes, if Stone Cold gives you the belt back, are you going to put it up Saturday?
It'll be up Saturday. It's fine with me.
Between the corner and Mean Gene.
Mean Gene.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
I'm
okay, so, Jay Barnes, you're good with that. Okay, Corner, are you good with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Stone Cold, are you good with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Oh, man, we got a game, set, match. We in the house, baby. We
okay,
is in the house.
All right. That's how we do it, man. And that's how you're supposed to do it, man.
But you know what?
You know,
Carl,
all
let's
the
make
other
shit. Now. Let's make sure for future events, let's make sure that we get a good understanding. No. It's going to notify me that he's taking down his belt. He's taking down his DP. Stone
right.
Cold is going to relinquish the belt to me. And
that means there's no champion. The champion will be awarded Saturday.
If it's done that way, that's what it'll be. If it's done that way, the champion will be identified Saturday. And if for some reason that race don't take place, the belt will be vacated until the next time we can get, you know, some willing guys to go.
Yeah, until the next two charge for the contender to come at it. Simple.
Right.
No matter what race he's going to be at.
So, but to make this happen now, just for all rule purposes, the coroner has to take down his, because his deposit got to be respected. So once he take it down, then all other things can fall in place.
Jayvon, the man just said he took the deposit down,
I'm,
man.
The reason I keep restating it is because I don't want.
No, he just said, let me just say, Jay, I'm sorry. He's just saying that for the rules purpose, so nobody can say we broke the rules. We're keeping the rules.
Right.
If the coroner is taking his deposit down, so nobody disrespected his deposit. Because if his deposit is up, we got to respect it. So that's all he's saying, just for the rules purpose.
Right.
Yeah, that's the reason I'm saying it, because that, you know, there's some other things. There's some other things that is brewing out here too. And the
Jay, you can't worry about what a dog try to put shit, man. Call on the phone. I'm on the phone, and we got two witnesses on the phone, man.
Everything that we just said is within the rules. If the coroner takes down his belt.
The coroner's going to take down his deposit. Stone Cold's going to relinquish the belt to Jay. Jay's going to put the belt up, and Stone Cold, I mean, the coroner and Most Wanted are going to run for the belt Saturday. And we're all within the rules. And the deposit was respected, and if the belt is vacated, then it goes up to the next. The next big top sportsman contender.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm with that.
Okay. That's
a done deal.
Everybody's on the same page. Good deal. I'm happy.
You're on the same page?
We don't see.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
I'm good with that too, man. Hey, man. It's all good, bro, man. And I wish y'all luck, bro. You feel me?
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Stone Cold, that was some stand-up shit, Stone Cold. That's some real stand-up shit.
I just don't like when other people try to dictate that bullshit and thinking that, you know, because you ain't got no voice, man. You know, we ain't enemies. You know what I'm saying? I know the grudge game is a real serious game, man, but motherfuckers can't dictate how shit should go. You got to do it the right way, man. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I go, man.
Well, we ain't got to focus on that. We're just focused on, you did some stand-up stuff, and that's all we're going to focus on. You was a big man tonight. You did that. And Corner, you was a big man, too, for taking your deposit down and all the rest of that. So everybody, like I said, both of you guys are stand-up dudes. And Jay Barnes, you made a good administrative decision. So everybody's good. We're going to have some good rating on Saturday. Underground after dark.
Pro Stop, let me tell you this. Pro Stop.
Go ahead.
Close up. Listen to this.
Yeah, go.
When we was at the track this weekend, and the video will be up tomorrow, Cole was rubbing his private parts and licking his tongue out at the corner.
Hold on.
The video will be up tomorrow, Close up.
Hey, Jaymon, that video ain't no good now, but I ain't racing him, so where the fuck?
I just want everybody to know when the car in the blood out, and when he's born burning out, Stone Cold was licking his lips and rubbing his private parts.
Wait a minute, Hold on, listen, that's a dangerous sign, because the last time they did that to Jimmy Moreno, but they told him out the frame. So Carter, you better be glad they lost oil pressure. Carter, you better be glad.
Hey, Pro Style Joe.
I just tell him don't stay away too long, man.
Hey, Pro Style Joe.
Yeah, Pro Style Joe.
You got to graduate. Can you upgrade from a goddamn 12-inch TV to a flat screen?
Yeah, definitely. You got to upgrade. You know what? You ain't never lying when you said that. Now you got to upgrade. Yeah.
I mean, you. Hey, you can't take no 22 to no AK fight. You better believe that.
And I respect that. He was running with what I had 5 years ago.
Yeah.
As long as your deposit is up, dog has did an excellent job of defending your deposit. So, you know, it was nothing wrong. And the only way for this thing to occur is for you to take your deposit down. And I want to make sure, you know, Stone Cold keeps saying, like, dog did something. But he had to defend your deposit, and that's what he did. I mean, and so there's no issues in that. He did an excellent job, and so I just want to make sure that people don't think the dog was trying to be one-sided. I mean, he held the rules, and the rules were the rules, and if you didn't, and he had already said that earlier. I don't know if everybody was paying attention when Tony said take the deposit down. Dog had came in at that point and said, then, you know, it can be relinquished in a shootout, you know. So, but, you know, I got to give props out to Dog because he did stand in the paint. He fought for, you know, he fought for the deposit. He fought for what was right. And so, you know, Stone Cold didn't think he did, but, you know, as long as your deposit was up, Dog was doing, you know, he defended you to the fullest, and that's what he's supposed to do. So,
yeah,
you know, props out to Willie Dog on that.
Let me ask this: is Mean Gene aware of all this that's taking place?
Say it again.
Is Mean Gene aware of, you know, what we talked about?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay. Well, Joe, we need to talk to him.
Well, it's not even a concern of his. The only thing is he's going to be pleasantly surprised, I imagine, because he's tried to race for the belt as well. So what will happen is when Larry T tells the two of you and says the winner of this race will get the top sportsman belt, I mean, he can't be nothing but surprised. He can't not want the belt. He's got to do nothing extra. He can't do nothing extra but just race. That's all you got to do. The same race you was going to race before, he's going to race now. You know, he's not going to do anything different. He's just going to get more if he wins, get something extra.
And this is the thing, too, with both of y'all. I will call him. You know, the championship, we got rules. Everybody, you know, the rules have been put in place for a purpose. Dog is the chairman. And, you know, and he has been defending it to the fullest based on the understanding he has. So, you know, as y'all win the belt, you know, we will want y'all to hold to the rules. And honor the
problem,
rules.
I think you might want to have put the rules someplace where everybody can see them or everybody can know about them. Because what you're saying is was news to Stone Cold, and he has a right to be upset not knowing the news. But what I told him afterwards, I said, well, if that's what they did, they changed the rules. And I mean, that's just as I said to you earlier. I don't know that the rules have been changed because I wasn't aware of it. I'd never heard that before. But if they were changed, and what you said, you were within your rights. But the problem is that we all got to know about the rules. You know, we don't have a problem living by the rules. You got to know what they are. You know.
Well,
so
I mean,
think
we need to do a better job.
We need to do a better job as a community, and you know,
of
getting
and every
you know,
year.
The rules
let me tell you
out.
This too: every year, throughout the year, people call and make suggestions, and at the end of the year, we try to make things that's going to improve the situation. So the first of the year is most of the time, you know, and like I said, I agree that we got to we'll do a little better job at it. And so, but I think this was resolved, and this was resolved in a good way, and I think the whole battle proved that the system worked. The whole battle proved that the system worked. So everybody, with all that being said, we're gonna close the show down. And we'll be on. Let me tell you everybody that I got to tell everybody that that Chi Time Most Wanted is having his race this Saturday at Cordova Raceway in Illinois, and Tony Ballsbines, SVO, Goldie, all them will be in the house looking for action racing this weekend. Also, Larry T, you know, one of our one of the people that Grudging support also will be having a race at MIR this weekend. So props out to everybody and good.
That is the underground. That is the underground after that one, and we're going to one in the morning. We got a special extended time. We got big rack matchup on the big. Hey, what?
Don't forget about all your races.
November 9th.
Right.
November 9th. The ultimate
August the 9th.
Motor City
August
Mayhem.
The 9th.
I was getting to that. August the 9th. I'm sorry. August the 9th. I was getting to that. Wait a minute. I was just not finished this weekend yet. But, this weekend we got the Old Jacks going up against John Askew and Bull. Those guys got a big promo race. And Jeff Rogers, the executioner, is then going to turn around and give the Old Jacks 1-1 in the quarter mile. We got Corn Liquor Kevin going to go up against Rachel and Jason. We got Mr. Pee-wee from Money Earning Mount Vernon and his big nasty boo going up against Herb the Ruler from Piedmont in the great state of North Carolina. We got Camp 3M going up against the Troublemaker with Travis Harvey at the helm. The Silver Bullet Truck against the Troublemaker Camaro. And then we got the Corner going up against Mean Gene. We got the Corner going up against Scoop Williams. And then we got Tony Hitler Wright going up against the DC Sniper and their new 29-inch tire offering. Then fast forward to next weekend. Next weekend in Detroit, Michigan, Milan, Michigan, the Motor City, the ultimate small tire shootout, $10,000 is on the line. $10,000, 29, 10, 5, or smaller. W's allowed, no bars, free entry, free. That's $0 to win $10,000. That's 4-0, son, 4. No entry fee, no Willie bars, 29s and downs. Got a big bounce house for the kids. We got a DJ, some big butt girls going to be doing the wobble and some line dancing. And we got food. I might go. I might go up there just to go see the girls do the big butt wobble dance. I might go for that because I was in Detroit the last time, man. I like to move. I like not to came back home. I like to miss my flight. But anyway, that's another story that I can't. I hope nobody ain't listening that know me. But anyway, that was. But Detroit, August the 9th, Motor City Mayhem, KTO Productions. Team Z Motorsports, Bad to the Bone cars, that Lethal Weapon car, that Chucky car, they ride low and they get fast and go. And also Never Scared Racing, these guys are guaranteeing the pot. And that's what I failed to mention, that 10 large, that 10 bands, those 10 stacks, they are guaranteed. Somebody will go home $10,000 richer. Lord, to the have mercy. The ultimate streetcar, we've got a streetcar shootout as well. But the ultimate small tire shootout, Motor City Mayhem. Mayhem means chaos. It means controversy. It means a whole bunch of crazy shit going on. Motor City Mayhem, August the 9th, Detroit, Michigan, Milan Motorsports Park.
Can we get that? Can we get one of them for Donye's race? I mean, that was a hell of a job. Can we get?
I don't know about Donye's race. I'm not
like,
getting
damn.
Paid to promote that one.
God damn. Well, that was a damn good job. Well, for all that shit that he said, it'll be this weekend at Cordova Raceway, you know. All that same excitement, you know, we were having who's who in racing. You know, come over to Cordova and going back to Wayne's Never Scared race, I predict that Jay Bond will take home the $10,000. No split. I'm going all the way to the final. And if you get in the finals with Jay Bond, don't come over asking me for no fucking split because I'm going.
Hey, wait, Jay. Tell them about the name of your car. Tell them how we came up with it.
The name of my car is the Zookeeper, and the Zookeeper will be in the house on. We're going to go up there and we're going to take over the goddamn Midwest. And let me tell you this, the Zookeeper, if y'all don't know, the Macon National Dragway was deemed the zoo by the nitrous oxide specialist. I can't think of his name, but, you know, they said there was so much chaos, the line was full, that it looked like a zoo to them. And everybody on Yellow Bullet started calling the place the zoo, and it kind of fit, and it felt good. And so it's befitting the car, none other than Ms. Barnes said she liked the name the Zoo, and the Pro Stocker came out with the Zookeeper. And so, bam, there it is, the Zookeeper will be in the house, and I'd like to run Wayne 1-10 for this weekend. I'm going to win the 10th.
and I'm going to run Wayne's ass. I want to get that shit clear.
You want to run 20,000 in one day.
I'm going to run 20,000. Wayne's ass locked in 1,000 on 10,000, and I'm going to take the damn, and don't nobody come over asking me to split shit. And I'm gonna get in the big tie shootout at Dunye's race and take that goddamn money. So I'm, it's gonna be a sweep. It's gonna be a damn sweep. It's a damn sweep.
Hey, but that Jay, tell them how fast. Tell them how fast they got to go to race drill. Tell them how fast.
if you don't motor 6-0, if you don't gas 550, you know. That, you know. That, you know, I'm going to build in a breakout. I mean, I got a little breakout, but other than that, can't nobody beat me at my game. So, that is.
I'm going to say, you want to race, you got to go 550. That's it.
If you ain't. Oh,
you're the man,
Jay. Hey, let me tell you what happened. You know, this weekend we were at South Georgia Motorsport. I'm gonna get Wayne. I might slow down for Wayne. I might run a five for Wayne just to give him a better chance. But
I ain't never
scared.
Hey, who tell me who that was so I can cut their ass out, motherfucker?
But let me tell you what happened this weekend, Pro Star. I seen this with my own eyes.
Go ahead,
if you're
you
not familiar with, I was standing on the fence watching some good racing this weekend, and the guy whose name he has the candy, I think they call it candy, out of Coupe Performance, the little Mustang that
Candy Factory or
Candy Factory. You know, and the owner. Do you know the owner? I can't think of his name at the moment.
Scott.
Well, Scott ain't the owner of it, but Scott drives it. But the owner was standing there, and we was on the fence, and a gentleman, an elderly gentleman, standing up there, and we got into an argument because Chick was there. We was all arguing about who could whoop whose ass, and we sideline racing because Candy Factory wasn't there, and the older gentleman, his car was not there, but that did not stop the argument.
Okay.
And so as the argument got more and more heated, Candy Factory against the older gentleman, the older gentleman said, you know what, I'm going to end this shit right now. I'm going to shut your damn mouth up once and for all. So everybody went quiet. The damn cars on the track stopped. Everything stopped. They want to hear he finna stop this shit because Candy Factory was on his ass kind of hard. He said, let me tell you something. He said it like this. He said, son, let me tell you something.
I'm going to tell you something.
He said, I don't normally tell my time, but I'm going to shut you up.
Okay.
He said, son, listen, I run 920s in the quarter. And when he said that, damn it, the birds fell out the sky. The damn, the moon came up. The man was, the man that owned the cannon factory, he kind of looked at him. He was trying to figure out whether he's serious or not serious. His mouth just opened. And he said, you can't run that. He said, I run 920, and I'm talking about the quarter. And he emphasized the quarter. And everybody kind of froze because we were trying to see if we were going to bust out laughing or what. Nobody knew what the hell he said. And he had his wallet out. He folded his damn wallet up and put it in his pocket and said, when you can do what I do, call me. And, nobody knew what to damn say. Two of these goddamn cars damn near wrecked. The damn birds fell out the sky. The man, the man that owned Candy Factory. The man that owned Candy Factory, he looked at him, and he just shook his head and said, if you run 920 in the car, fuck it, I surrender, and walked off. And the man and the older gentleman stood there and said, now, that's what you call respect. Because nobody say shit, Pro Stop. The whole fucking everybody I'm talking about, I ain't going to even tell you the damn sun. It was 90 degrees until he said that shit. It dropped down to 82.
You stupid.
But Pro Stop, nobody, I mean, and the man was, I'm talking about 100%, that man was sitting there with his eyes open, his pupils were dilated. He was stating some matter-of-fact shit.
Oh,
and so
he was ready to come on with the come on.
I mean, what could you say? What could anybody say? The man said he don't know him until it's time, but he gonna go and fuck him up.
He run 920 in the quarter.
In the quarter. So you know, at once he said that shit, I took it and run. I told like I said, I can't think of that. I told him, say, you don't even say nothing else. You can't do that shit. Go on about your business, man. You've been called. I mean, hey, the damn birds start flying upside down. Man. I mean, it was damn epic. I can't, I mean. And so I'm still waiting on him to send me some pictures. So I told him I had to see some pictures of that damn jewel. You know, so he's going to text me. Well, he said he can't text, but he's going to mail me some Polaroids in the mail. So as soon as they get there, I'm going to put them up.
He'll give you some Polaroids.
He said he's going to mail them to me. So soon, I let everybody see them motherfuckers. But we done held them up too long. Listen, it's going to be some good racing on the East Coast. It's going to be some good racing in the Midwest. So, you know, everybody needs to show up and show out. Again, it proved that the system do work, man. This system do work. Shouts out to Pro Stop for doing some good negotiating. Shouts out to Dog for holding to the rules and defending it to the fullest. And at the end of the day, everything is working, so we moving forward. Pro Stop, anything that you want to close out with?
No, just Underground Up to Dark this weekend. And what did you say? What that other race you did?
The Donye's ass-kicking.
Ass-kicking
contest, and he's the only man with legs. Now, Donye is calling out. Yeah, everybody else on the up. Donye the only one got legs. Donye gonna kick Tony Bynes' ass. He gonna kick Cole Killer's ass. He gonna kick Golden's ass again. He gonna kick SVO ass. Terry, stop texting me, goddamn. And so it's a day of ass kicking, and the only man with two legs is Donye.
Wow. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king.
Yeah.
In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king.
Yes, sir, and that is true all over the world. Y'all have a nice day.
Yeah.